Rich and Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They keep running for their lives in Israel as more Palestinians fire rockets as Israelis keep up a deadly counterattack on Gaza. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on the border.
Here in Sderot, about a mile from Gaza, the rockets keep falling nearby. The air raid sirens have gone off a number of times in the last few hours. Israel, meanwhile, continues to strike Gaza. Since the operation began Wednesday, 88 Palestinians have been killed and 3 Israelis. Isaac Herzog is from Israel's main opposition party.
We need either to go into a ground operation or find an arrangement that will be long-lasting and definitive and bring quiet to this area. I would say the next 48 hours are crucial.
Meanwhile, ceasefire talks are ongoing in Egypt, Dave.
And Emily, President Obama's in Cambodia after taking a historic trip to Burma.
I came here because of America's belief in human dignity.
The first U.S. president to go to the nation that used to be under military rule. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in Rangoon.
And President Obama praised the reforms in Burma, even calling it Myanmar, saying other nations too should come in from the cold.
The United States will work with any nation, large or small, that will contribute to a world that is more peaceful and more prosperous and more just.
President Obama warned Burmese democracy is a work in progress, but he found a grateful audience here.
We have been alone for a long time. Now we are open to all.
The president is, Dave, now in Cambodia for a regional summit there. Dave?
Alistair, the search is being expanded for a worker still missing off the Louisiana coast after Friday's oil rig explosion. They're using 3 dive boats and checking beaches. 1 worker died, 4 were injured, some severely burned. Gas prices keep falling.
This is a total drop over 6 weeks of more than 36 cents.
Shelby Lundberg's nationwide survey has regular at $3.47 a gallon. AAA's national average is a nickel cheaper. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Don't miss the Sam's Club members only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks. See club for details.
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a garden. Give a garden.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
I watched my neighbor struggle with carpet cleaning equipment the other day, and I said to myself, what does she think she's saving? I mean, have you ever rented one of those heavy carpet cleaners? You got to lug it to your car, then lug it to your house, then set it up, move your furniture, and then you have to clean. And how clean does it really get your carpet? I just dial one number, Heaven's Best. No equipment to lug, no long hoses hanging out of my house, and my carpets look great every time. In fact, if they don't, they'll come back and clean it again. It's the Heaven's Best promise. Call Heaven's Best today at 807-1001. That's 807-1001.
Have you heard what America's Choice Roofing has brought to the Brazos Valley? It's the Freedom Roof Project. They want to give away a free roof to someone in need, but they need your help. Nominate, vote, and celebrate. For more details, see freedomroofproject.com or call America's Choice Roofing at 855-5-MY-ROOF. You can also stop by their new location at 4301 Alexis Court off State Highway 30 in College Station. America's Choice Roofing continues to help the people of the Brazos Valley through the Freedom Roof Project. Let America's Choice Roofing install your most important shield of protection. When you need your roof repaired or replaced because of age, wear, leaks, wind damage, or hail, you want a qualified roofer who will give you a fully warranted roof that will last for years. America's Choice has certified roofing crews that have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. America's Choice Roofing, the right choice. Visit them at americaschoiceroofers.com or call 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF.
We interrupt our program with news that a buy one, get one 50% off sale made impact at Old Navy, and what officials say is a sign of impending Chermageddon. We now take you to Shoppers on the scene.
It crashed into Earth with enormous savings. I got a coat, and without warning, jeans were half price. And I bought a sweater and got a performance fleece half off. We're all gonna buy.
Save yourself and buy one, get one 50% off the entire store. Now through Thanksgiving Day. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 11/17 through 11/22 in store only, excludes gift cards.
Looks like you're about to be one stressed guest. I'm listening.
Oh, man. I'm running late to a wedding. Late and empty-handed.
Easy there, Peyton Poor Planning. For Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods has amazing pre-made gift baskets. But these are no ordinary gift baskets. No, no. These are Specs gift baskets, handcrafted by the gods of gift-giving themselves. Forged in euphoria and overflowing with unique finds and perfectly paired libations. What say the short-sighted invited now?
Specs' supersized selection of lower-priced everything has turned this wedding into a cyclone of celebratory savings with a 100% chance of basket-sized bliss.
You certainly put the full in thoughtful. And with Specs' lower prices, you'll be saving more than the date. You're welcome. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two men parking cars at Saturday's Aggie football game were taken to jail after pocketing almost $1,000. Access to Lot 97 north of Reed Arena along John Kimbrough is supposed to be by permit only, but shortly after kickoff, authorities were interviewing employees of the private contractor hired to handle parking. 28-year-old Herbert Parker Jr. and 21-year-old Corey Gordon of Houston were arrested after charging for vehicles without permits and keeping the cash. Due to Thanksgiving, the Bryan and College Station City Councils moved up this week's meetings to tonight.
It'll be the first meeting for newly elected members of both councils and the Bryan School Board, which is also in session. The College Station Council is being asked to proceed with acquiring land to extend sewer lines in the Wellburn area. The $2.5 million project goes from the intersection of Wellburn Road and Barron Cutoff to the corner of Reuter and Greens Prairie Trail. Also for consideration is approving a stoplight at the intersection of Harvey Road and Copperfield. The Bryan School Board will take final action changing high school grading and class rank policies. That's also a subject for the College Station School Board, along with continued discussion on long-range planning, which district spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says communicating issues to elected leaders.
We try to work closely with the board, and the administration tries to work closely with the local state representatives that represent us, represent our area, and just to tell, just so they know what's going on in our school and what we think would be good for public schools in the state of Texas.
There were no changes on the CSISD board after incumbents Carol Barrett and Paul Dorsett won re-election without opposition. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Iola community is mourning the loss of a seventh grader who died while riding an ATV. 12-year-old James Kay was found by his older brother near the family farm. Grimes County Sheriff's Captain Blake Jarvis told sister station Navasota News Kay was riding alone.
He was on a four-wheeler, and it appeared that it flipped over and it landed on top of him, and he was deceased at the scene.
James Kay's funeral service will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Iola High School gym. A memorial fund has been established at the First National Bank in Anderson. Before the newest Twilight movie opened in Bryan, there was a surprise. Additional police inspected the premier cinema building after a bomb threat was called in.
It was just a simple statement that there was a bomb in the building. We did have a handful of officers, I don't know how many, five or six, that responded to the theater and did a search of the premise after consulting with the manager and determining what course of action was needed to be taken.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says theater management decided against evacuating the building. No arrests have been made. Today, 8 local children will receive new families through Brazos County Adoption Day. Leanna Lowy with Voices for Children says everything kicks off at 1:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building in Bryan.
We'll have lots of activities for the adoptees, and then it's just a wonderful opportunity to watch the hearings and see these children find their forever families, and it's perfect timing. It's right in time for the holidays. It's just a really fun event, and an addition to this year's event is we're also having a match party.
Lowy says anyone in the community who is considered adopting can come find out more and see profiles of children waiting for families. And the recent arrest of a convenience store clerk accused of illegal sexual contact with a minor did not go unnoticed at the nearby Boys and Girls Club. President Ron Rollett issued a news release to reassure safety of club members is top of mind, regardless of what takes place off campus.
We try to be proactive on things like that with our membership and provide them with programs that will be helpful to them in a situation like that. Although we hope, we pray that that will never happen, we do want our kids to be prepared.
The local Boys and Girls Club was recently selected to participate in a national pilot review of all its policies and procedures.
All facets that go into running a Boys and Girls Club, we're going to be doubly sure that everything's as safe for the kids in all areas as we can.
The Boys and Girls Club has 2,000 members in Bryan and College Station. WTW News Time is 6:10. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop ruraltepecans.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Clouds will continue to drift across the area today. They're coming up around high pressure, which is over northern Louisiana this morning. We should break into some sun today. High temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. It's going to be partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 75. A few clouds tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunshine and a bit warmer for Wednesday. By Wednesday, we're somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Chances got a little brighter for Johnny Football winning the Heisman Trophy and a big win and a loss with K-State. No team in Texas playing football in the professional level could do it in regulation yesterday, and we've got to look at it, basketball as well from Reed Arena last night. All coming up with sports at about 6:50.
So I stayed up late watching football Saturday night. It was fun to watch those games.
Yeah, the Oregon game was something.
Yeah, enjoyed that a lot.
I did too.
I just think Johnny Football ought to write a thank you card to Baylor.
Can you imagine the amount of apple and cranberry juice that was consumed in Waco on Saturday night?
I bet that, hey, God bless Waco PD, they're probably catching stuff on fire.
Yeah, well, you know.
But I'll tell you a secret. That Bears can get crazy. I was there.
Yeah, that cran apple.
Yeah, that Dr. Pepper and whatever.
That'll get you wired up.
Halloween weekend of my freshman year, that was the first time in 20 years that Baylor beat an unnamed team. I won't mention it right now.
Okay, all right.
But
yeah,
it was the first
that.
Time in 20 years. Yep. I had actually left that game during the third quarter because the Bears were losing, and I just didn't feel like watching them lose.
Yep.
Again.
And the Bears stormed the field. Yeah. They knocked the goalpost over. Right. My friend called me and said, yeah, we're carrying the goalpost to President Lilly's yard. And then she texted me again. So we hung out till 2 in the morning at a machine shop where they cut it into pieces, and I have a piece of that goalpost. I used to wear it on a lanyard to the games.
Felon.
Yeah, it's probably worth, I don't know how much money.
Most folks probably know, but in case you didn't, the football field for Baylor is a long way from the campus.
It is very long.
Yes, it is.
Like, you got to put it on a flatbed truck and put it on Valley Mills and then take it up the interstate and then take the University Parks exit to get to the school. So, yeah.
Pretty much. That was a big deal for them, though.
Yeah, but again, Saturday night was the first time they'd ever beaten a number one team. So,
true.
Yeah, so good for them. That's.
Thank you, Scott.
Oh, well, sure. Well, no, I have friends at Baylor. I used to cover Baylor, so I have.
Yeah, you're nicer than some of the other boys here.
Yeah, I understand. But anyway, that was fun, and they made it look easy. And their quarterback had three interceptions, so that was good for Johnny. So.
Yes, it was. And if Johnny would have made the field goal, I'd have called it a lead pipe cinch.
The extra point. Yep. Obsessive Twilight fan Lauren Adkins always knew the film's vampire hero was a cut above her own other boyfriend.
What?
No.
So rather than having Edward Cullen's poster on her wall, the 24-year-old, marrying a cardboard image of him in Las Vegas. She's booked a minister, flowers, cake. There'll be 50 guests attending. She bought her groom for about $25 from a Memphis record store in November of 2010. They've hardly spent a day apart. Okay, we're going to invite Lauren to hang with us. No, she's going to bring that damn cutout with her.
I just want y'all to know that no matter how tempted I am, I'll never marry the cutouts I have of you two.
No, thank you so much.
We just come up a little flat.
Yeah, anyway. She says, my friends and family think I'm bonkers.
So do we.
That's right. A few of my ex-boyfriends found out, and they're surprised I'm taking things this far, but they've always known I'm a massive romantic.
I would bet none of her ex-boyfriends think that this is very odd.
No, I would think, romantic is probably not the word to be used. Anyway. No.
I want to know, how has someone like that had boyfriends and I've never had a boyfriend? That's what I want to know.
I don't believe I'd have shared that.
This doesn't even make sense.
Maybe you just don't have enough crazy going on.
Maybe.
Is that it?
I need to go find myself a cutout of Darth Vader or something.
Oh, good God, Mason.
I didn't know which cutout she was going for, but at least now we know.
That cliffhanger was killing everybody, though. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, if you've seen the later movies, when he takes the helmet off, he's not that good looking.
No, I mean,
sounds great, though.
I like Darth Vader with the helmet on.
Oh, okay,
I like him old school.
Old school, the tall, dark, silent type.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
I know. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's November the 19th, huh?
Yes, sir.
This is the day the bonfire fell, by the way, in case you don't, don't remember that. Today is Have a Bad Day Day.
That's silly.
Why would anybody want to do that? Well, and at the same time, it's World Toilet Day.
You don't want to mix those two.
No. And again, there are a lot of people in the world whose definition of toilet would be different than ours.
Sure.
But, anyhow, and also today is Rocky and Bullwinkle Day.
Hey, Rocky!
Yeah.
Oh, yay!
Very nice, very nice.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Very nice.
He is so good at that.
There's market for it.
No. Much like a lot of the skills you learn in this
business. That's exactly right. All right, so birthdays.
Celebrating birthdays, Billy Currington's 39 years old. One of his biggest hits, Pretty Good at Drinking Beer.
Oh, there you go.
Country music singer, I know.
Oh, I got you.
Big shocker.
Oh, I thought he was pretty good at drinking beer. I didn't know.
Okay. No, that's the name of the song.
Okay.
Jodie Foster is 50.
All right.
Meg Ryan, 51. Allison Jenny, 53. She was on The West Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Wilburn, 54. He's the guy from Pardon the Interruption.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And Curry is 56.
Used to be on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, yeah.
Is 63. Calvin Klein is 70 today. Oh. Dan Haggerty, 71. Ted Turner, 74. Dick Cavett.
Yeah.
From Gibbon, Nebraska.
Good for him.
76 years old.
What, did you like live in Gibbon? Is that how you knew?
No,
that?
Gibbon was right next to Kearney where I went to college.
Oh, I got you. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah.
But they were famous for producing very generic hosts like, oh, I don't know, Johnny Carson from Nebraska
okay,
as well.
Sure, yeah.
And what's your question, caller? Larry King today, 79 years old.
He is not. He's 114.
I couldn't agree more.
Golly, what an old man. Speaking of old men.
Yes, Scott.
Dan Haggerty, thank you. Dan Haggerty from Grizzly Adams, and a little else, really, 71.
No kidding.
And Alan Young from Mr. Ed is still alive. He is 93
Holy
years old.
Mackerel.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that was.
On TV.
And Rocco Disparito, is that right, the chef? He'd be 46 today.
You got me on that one.
And Kathleen Quinlan's 58. All right, so enough of that. 620.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now think about it this way. If Obama's CIA director knew, as he said today, instantaneously that an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group was responsible for the attack, if within 24 hours of the attack, the CIA station chief in Libya reported to Washington that there were eyewitness reports that the attack was carried out by militants, if emails show that officials at the White House and the State Department were advised 2 hours after the attack that an Islamic militant group, Ansar al-Sharia, had claimed credit for the attack, and if the State Department is now saying that they never believed the September 11th attack on the consulate in Benghazi was a film protest gone awry, then it is nearly impossible to believe that the president didn't know.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Give a, give a, give a, give a Garmin. Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com, Garmin.com.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek's has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek's is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek's has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just out from the post office in College Station.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Pulling out the plastic, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We used our credit cards more over the summer, but we're not quite as conscientious about making our payments on time. TransUnion analyzed data from the third quarter and found the average credit card debt per borrower increased by nearly 5% from the prior third quarter. There was a small uptick in the rate of payments that were at least 90 days overdue. Nintendo's Wii U console went on sale over the weekend. It is the video game giant's first new home console in 6 years. The $299 device features high-definition graphics and a controller that resembles a tablet to provide a second screen in addition to the user's television. Citigroup is preparing for more job cuts. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal Citigroup plans to eliminate 300 sales and trading jobs. The bank slashed thousands of positions during the financial crisis and it cut 900 people from its securities and banking unit last year. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirdeman Flooring, Hartgrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicures Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 29th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of more than 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicures Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special to those in need.
Hey, good morning. It's 627 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Really nice all this week. We're going to be in the mid to upper 70s for our highs. Our low temperatures around 55 or so. And no mention around in the forecast, at least until we get to Saturday, is what it looks like right now. Currently, east winds at about 5 miles an hour. Humidity is 80%. And we have 39 degrees out there.
In any marriage or relationship, it would seem that fighting is a bad thing. But maybe not. Not if you do it right. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the Gold Guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Conventional wisdom says that in a marriage or relationship, the less conflict, the better.
And I'm telling you, it's totally false. Because I believe conflict is the price that we pay for intimacy.
Psychologist Dr. Greg Smalley, author of the book Fight Your Way to a Better Marriage.
I think the worst advice that we can ever give a couple is, hey, you know, when you're hurt and you're frustrated, you need to sit down and sort of figure out how to talk this thing through. Worst advice, because it doesn't work. I've never met a couple who can, when they're all mad or hurt, they can't hear, they can't understand, they're not listening, they're shut down.
Greg believes that when emotions are running high, what you really need to do is get away from the situation for a while.
When you're angry, see, your heart is closed. You are not capable of listening, understanding. And that's why I say, just tell your spouse, you know what? I want to listen, but no, I can't right now. I can't. I'm shut down. I'm going to go away for a moment, and then I'm going to come back when I'm really willing and able to hear you.
Whether it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour, Greg says it's a very effective strategy to walk away and then come back.
I'm responsible for me, and I'm not willing to continue a conversation with my wife when I'm shut down, because nothing on earth will go right.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News time is 6:30. It is 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. Now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rutter Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. 2,000 children in Bryan and College Station are involved in the Boys and Girls Club. Following the arrest near the Bryan campus of a convenience store clerk accused of illegal sexual conduct with a minor, President Ron Rowlett investigated what happened.
I did some research and found out what happened, and that was concerning. I was going to be concerned to us anything like that happens in the area, but I want our parents to be assured that we were on top of it, and we posted the guy's picture in our clubhouse there in Bryan. To let them know that we were aware. But one of the things that about our kids is if something would have happened like that, we'd feel like that they would have let us know.
Rowlett says the club was selected to participate in a comprehensive review of all its operating policies, something he welcomes to further reduce risks to members, staff, and volunteers. Families interested in adopting a local child are welcome to participate in this year's Brazos County Adoption Day ceremonies today. Voices for Children Executive Director Leanna Lowy says that 8 children will be officially adopted, but there'll be much more going on.
We'll have a wonderful speaker during the press conference, an adoptive father who will share his experience and his family's experience welcoming their teenager into their home. And we'll just have lots of fun activities for kids to do and lots of information about adoption.
The ceremonies will begin at 1:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building. The school boards and city councils in Bryan and College Station are all meeting tonight.
A common topic for the Bryan and College Station school boards are grading policies. Bryan spokeswoman Sandy Ferris says this applies to high school grades and class rankings.
It's for all of our high schools, except the alternative high school. MC Harris is not affected by this. It's actually going to be phased in, so there will be a section of this policy that will be applicable to freshmen who enter prior to 2013-14, so those who are in now, right now. And then the full changes will take effect for those who enter the ninth grade in the 2013-14 school year.
Business for the College Station City Council includes 2 items involving the newly created medical district. First is establishing a tax abatement zone, giving those who choose to build property tax breaks over a 10-year period. And the first who wants to take advantage of that is the corporation that wants to build a behavioral health hospital offering psychiatric, therapeutic, and substance abuse programs. It'll be built between College Station Medical Center and Bryan Bachman Community Park. And both councils and Board of Trustees will reorganize following this month's elections. On the Bryan Council, it's the first meeting for Greg Owens, while Chuck Condola moves to the at-large seat. New faces on the College Station Council are James Benham and John Nichols, and Tommy Bosquez joins the Bryan School Board. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A bomb threat received Thursday night at Premier Cinema in Bryan did not lead to an evacuation. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that followed an inspection of the building.
Per our general orders, it is the manager's decision
as to whether to vacate the building or not, unless we see something that is a potential threat, and then we can take that decision away from them. At this point, there was no other signs other than the phone call that there was a threat to the public.
Anyone who may have heard who did it is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers or Bryan Police. Funeral services for an Iola Middle School student killed last week in an ATV crash have been set for tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Iola High School gym. Investigators believe the four-wheeler flipped and fell on top of 12-year-old James Kay. Captain Blake Jarvis of the Grimes County Sheriff's Office told sister station Navasota News school counselors were on campus the following day.
They pulled counselors from all the schools in our county plus Madison County, and not certain what other districts they're pulling counselors from, but they're having enough to cover for all the kids.
A memorial fund has been established at the First National Bank in Anderson. And two Houston men are in the Brazos County Jail accused of illegally parking cars during Saturday's A&M football game. 21-year-old Corey Gordon and 28-year-old Herbert Parker Jr. were working for the private company hired to manage parking. Just after kickoff, university police were sent to Lot 97 along John Kimbrough north of Reed Arena, where football parking is restricted to permit holders. Gordon and Parker were arrested after collecting and keeping $955 from other motorists wanting a space. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
With New Year's resolutions, you're always giving up things that you like. At the BMW Happier New Year event, you can give something up without giving anything up. See, BMWs are designed with efficient dynamics, so they're more fuel efficient without losing performance. So maybe it's time to make a resolution to get a new BMW. From right now until January 2nd, receive a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select models. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Clouds today will try to break into some sunshine. Temperatures today, they're going to make their way up to about 70 to 75. It'll be partly cloudy throughout the region tonight. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs near 75. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 50 to 55. Wednesday, it's going to be partly to mostly sunny, and the highs Wednesday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's different things that go on during the week to try to keep the energy level up.
You'll be surprised to find out what that was coming up with sports here in just a minute with the Aggies. No team in Texas playing professional football could win in regulation yesterday. And the Aggie women's basketball team not doing so hot. We'll find out what happens with that in about 12 minutes.
Okay, 6:38. Yeah, the Texans stunk it up. I mean, they forgot who they were playing, I guess. It, had to go to overtime.
And the Cowboys just stunk.
Well, excuse me, it's the Cowboys. Okay. So, what are the consequences of I don't know, this election thing just, you know, wears you out. Politics thing just wears you out. But now we're talking a real world problem, because time and time again, people are frustrated because elected officials seem out of touch with real world problems, right?
Yes.
Certainly.
They time and again are concerned about something that we cannot relate to.
I was thinking over the weekend that part of it might have to do with a lot of them are raised in wealthy environments.
Sure.
And they just, maybe they're not as stupid as we think. Maybe they just have no concept of how money works, and that's why they spend all this money we don't have.
Well, that, yeah. And then just the way they expect to be treated. You know, we had that story last week about the world's oldest politician, John McCain, telling people, you know, who the hell do you think you are telling me what to do? So, because he wanted
well,
to have a
that could be any old man, really.
It could. That's true. That's very true. But nonetheless, we may finally have a situation that you, Kat, especially, could relate to that they're having trouble with in the U.S. American Senate.
What, is there a drunken bum outside the Senate now?
No. What are the consequences of the record number of women senators elected on Election Day? Is a traffic jam in the women's senator's bathroom. It was a first, according to newly reelected Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar, who spoke at the Washington Ideas Forum at the museum in New York City, in D.C. She said, quote, there were five women in there and there are only two stalls. Now, I'm not going to say who. That would be really bad for decorum. But there were five of us in there, two newly elected, so very exciting. Klobuchar's disarmingly open manner is a key part of her persona and has helped her become a pretty popular politician there in her home state.
Whiners, don't they know what you're supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
You get a buddy, and when you know that there's no men in the men's bathroom,
oh,
you use the men's bathroom.
Oh.
That's how you do it.
Oh, I see.
That is the way it is done in Navasota.
Okay.
That's the way I do it.
We're going to need potty parity in Washington.
That's it. She says the women's senators group is very collegial. We'll have dinner every other month in the Strom Thurmond room, she said, which is somewhat funny with the statue of Strom Thurmond looking down upon us. And whatever is said in that room stays in the room. We never talk about male senators. Just kidding.
Right.
But you see, obviously we have a bathroom problem. We're going to have to spend, I don't know, $10.7 million to go ahead and expand that bathroom.
Hold up a second. All right. How long are you waiting?
If
it's only two stalls and five people, that's just, all you're doing is waiting for half the time.
They're senators.
Who cares?
You don't understand. They're different than you. They can't afford to wait.
I don't know. The enemy puts his pants on just the same way I do, leg at a time.
They have important things to be doing, and they can't be standing in line waiting for a stall to open up. Really? Okay. So
that was so not convincing.
You know, if we're talking about bathrooms, what I want to know is, did they bother to do two different colors? Because I might have accidentally... Every time I come from the other direction, I accidentally end up in the men's bathroom on the fifth floor. Did you know that our bathroom stalls are mauve?
No.
I walked in and y'all's were maroon, and I was like, whoa, what's going on,
I had no idea.
Well,
no, really.
Now you know.
Wow.
They actually bothered to paint our bathroom a different color from y'all's bathroom.
I think that thing hanging on the wall will let you know you're not in the right bathroom.
One
saying.
Would think.
Well,
just
I don't
saying.
Always read.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'm that kind of a student.
Okay. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham took serious issue with Mitt Romney's claim last week that he had lost the presidential election because of gifts that were handed out to women and minority groups. Here's what Lindsey said yesterday. He said, we're in a big hole. We're not getting out by comments like that. When you're in a hole, stop digging. And Romney keeps digging. Yeah. He also added, we're in a death spiral with Hispanic voters because of rhetoric around immigration. Candidate Romney in the primary dug the hole deeper. Rhetoric like this just keeps digging a hole for the Republican Party. And if we don't stop digging, we're never going to get out. And yet the governors were meeting in Las Vegas last week, and they don't believe they have any problem. They just need to campaign harder.
Talk about head in the sand.
Golly.
My thought is if your meeting is in the same place that someone is mirroring a cardboard cutout,
yeah, that's
probably
true.
It's not a very reputable place.
Yeah, there's your first touch with reality right there. Yeah, somehow the Republicans have just missed the message somehow, some way. And that's fine. I mean, if that's the sword you want to fall on, okay, that's fine. You can do that. In the meantime, bring in Chris Christie.
Not answering questions on Twinkies. And no, no,
no. No, 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 no. He apparently was in front of a microphone last week, and somebody asked him about Twinkies.
Seriously, you're not asking me about Hostess Twinkies, are you? What's the next question? David, what do you got? I'm not answering a question about... You know, there's so much... I'm on Saturday Night Live enough. You think you're getting me behind this microphone, having me talk about Twinkies? This is a setup, man. I know it. You people are the worst. This is a setup. I am not answering questions on Twinkies. And no, 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 no. You're not. It's bad that I even said the word Twinkie from behind this microphone. You're not getting me to do that. No way. David, don't go to Devil Dogs, David. Don't try it.
There you go. Job of the Gov saying you're not going to talk about Twinkies.
People are hoarding them, by the way.
Yeah. We'll have a story about that next hour.
Okay.
So,
I did pull out my recipe. So maybe we can, if we need it, I will make some for you guys just because I love you.
Well, you see, and again, they're not going away. I mean, they're not going away.
I've heard they're still making them in Canada.
Oh, imported illegal Twinkies.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's a great tie-in with Canada and Toilet Day.
What?
Well, because, you know, the toilets up there are not low-flow toilets up there. Did you know that? People try to smuggle toilets in from Canada because they still use... The full amount of water.
Yeah. No, my thought about low-flow toilets is this. If I'm having to flush it for five times, that's using way more water when it was just one good old glu-la-la-la-la. You know what I mean?
No, you need to change your diet if you need to.
Oh, rude.
Okay.
Sorry.
Here we go. It's all right. It's okay. No, it's all right. It's okay. So anyhow, let me see what else. Oh, the president's in Myanmar. Used to be Burma. And he went to... See those folks. He's the first president, U.S. American president to ever go there. See, so he won again, so immediately he's off on a trip again. You know what I'm saying?
Do they have a golf course?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I guess Burma probably does have a golf course. He may be over there kind of swinging some sticks.
I wonder if he told them they were fighting below their punch size or whatever, as it tells everybody. You know what I'm talking about?
You mean punching above their weight?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Hey, you know, the folks at Texas Trading Post have got so many great items for you, and they are located right here in College Station. And if you've got holiday plans coming up for gift giving, maybe corporately or just special individuals, then remember that Texas Trading Post, and it's txtraders.com is the website, has got anything that you're looking for when it comes to something that is Texas-centric. They've been voted best in the Brazos Valley for online shopping in 2011 and 2012. They have gift certificates if you want to do that, but that's really letting yourself off easy. There's so many things to choose from. You know, if you want to find something for the bathroom, then you can click on Texas Bathroom, and it has all sorts of stuff. They have hand-painted glass art. They have Texas clocks. They have Texas patriotic crystal gifts. They have pecans and nuts, if that's what you want to do, if that's how people associate with Texas. They have Texas waffle irons. And also for things that are a little more serious, they have Texas framed maps and flags, which is really neat, too. But whether it's kind of a little corporate gift that's fun, but you want something that's really very... A Texas shower curtain. How would that be? A Texas flag shower curtain. I mean, there are just any number of items that if you're proud of Texas or you have a friend who's proud of Texas or wishes they lived here, what a great site to go to. You can give them a call if you want to. It's 703-7200, but go to the website. It's really cool. It's txtraders.com, txtraders.com for Texas Trading Post. And that's why you can make this Christmas something really, really special for, maybe somebody who used to live in Texas or has always wanted to.
If you're like me, you use your laptop for pretty much everything. Shopping online, searching the net, even writing radio commercials. Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. At Batteries Plus, you can find laptop batteries for Acer, Apple, Toshiba, HP, IBM, Dell, Compaq, and more. You can also find batteries for Asus, Dell, Acer, and other netbooks. And while you're at Batteries Plus, check out the enormous selection of batteries for cell and smartphones, camcorders, digital cameras, and more. So come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery today. That way, you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We're gardening close in as dry conditions force us to do more with less, less water and smaller spaces. One of the best ways to enjoy having plants near you is to choose types that have richly fragrant flowers. You can easily find aromatic plants for each month of the year. Let's begin to develop a planting plan based primarily on fragrances. We'll start with a list for the fall and we'll carry this first group into the spring. Fragrance, the often forgotten feature. I'll be back with details after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets, precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4766. Many might think of fall and winter as times when few plants produce sweet-smelling blooms, but that's actually far from the truth. Sweet autumn clematis has been in flower across Texas the last couple of months. It's a naturalized East Texas vine that's well-suited anywhere it can find its support. However, if your mind's eye is showing you the big purple clematis from northern spring seasons, this one isn't going to be a match. Sweet autumn clematis flowers are much smaller. They're quarter-sized and they're waxy white. They usually will bloom in late August or early September, and they'll be in bloom for 2 or 3 weeks. They are fragrant, not as strong as some of the other plants we'll mention, but they still are wonderful. Sweet Olive, Osmanthus fragrans, is true to its name, sweetly fragrant each fall. Its flowers are barely noticeable visually, but you certainly won't be able to miss their sweet smells in your garden. It's a tall, evergreen shrub. It's winter hardy to zone 8, so it's best suited in protected courtyards and alcoves if you're in a cold part of the state. Eleagnus is another fragrant fall flowering shrub. Its gray-green leaves show up wonderfully against dark backgrounds. It blooms in October, and the flowers from just one plant will fill a landscape. Curiously, they are some of the least showy blooms in all of landscaping, drooping brown ovals that are hidden by leaves. Also, know that the plant itself gets fairly large to 6 feet tall and wide. It's drought-tolerant, but as many found out in recent summers, it's not drought-proof. We are going into pansy planting time over the next few weeks. We've been there for a few weeks. Few flowers are any sweeter October through April. Smaller flowering types produce more blooms and correspondingly more fragrance. Pansies and violas are our most winter-hardy annual flowers. They're wonderful. Pinks are another of the fall and winter fragrant flowers. They smell like carnations. Then going into the spring, winter honeysuckle, Lanicera fragrantissima. It's not a lovely shrub as shrubs go, but it has has a wonderful aroma. Put it on the north side of your house so that the wind will blow it toward you. And Dutch hyacinths as we get into the spring. Oh, nothing is more fragrant. I'm Neil Sperry. When your house plants become unruly in our next program, until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:53. 9-2 Consolidated Tigers didn't completely shut down Klein's 1,000-plus yard rushing duo, but the Tigers slowed them down enough to win, beating Klein 42-24. Up next for Consol, they'll play Westlake this Friday at 2:30 at Waco ISD Stadium. The monster that is Navasota football rolled over China Springs last week 62-16 to remain undefeated and number one in the state. Rattlers head to Conroe Buddy Moorhead Stadium Friday, 6 o'clock. They'll play Jasper. Now to the kids at the big school. Aggs looked a little sluggish, but that was to be expected after coming off a huge win against Bama and playing the much smaller Sam Houston State. Once A&M got the juggernaut rolling, they put up 47 unanswered points just two possessions into the second half. Now, after completing an 89-yard touchdown pass to Azuma Owachiku, Coach Sumlin felt comfortable enough to let Johnny Football kick the extra point, or at least try. And, of course, that was the first question of the post-game press conference.
It's a long season. You know, we've gone 11 straight weeks without a bye, and there's different things that go on during the week to try to keep the energy level up and keep it fun. And it was something that he'd been working on for a couple weeks, and he made one the other day. What day was that? Thursday?
Thursday, yes.
Thursday. So thought we'd give it a shot.
The voice you hear there with Coach Sumlin is the sports information director, Alan Cannon. Now, all that being said, after he missed the extra point, they pulled Johnny Football out of the game, as well as the starters for both offense and defense, which made the final score 47-28. Now, that looks great for the Heisman Trophy watch as K-State lost to Baylor. The K-State quarterback threw three interceptions, and everything that I've seen so far this morning has Johnny Football at the top of that Heisman watch list. And oh, by the way, for you, with the ninth win of the year, that gives Coach Kevin Sumlin the winningest debut football season in A&M history, passing R.C. Slocum and D.X. Bible. 11 down, one to go, at least in the regular season. Up next, the Aggs play Mizzou at Kyle at 6 o'clock this Saturday, and all the action is heard here on WTAW. Now on to the basketball scores from A&M. Stephanie Dolson scored 24 points to lead number 2 Connecticut to an 81-50 victory. The Aggs are 0-3, and they're having a little trouble on defense. Here's Coach Blair.
Our goal in this game was to cut down the layups, make them beat us with threes and mid-range shots or post moves. Well, that didn't happen. And I thought when we fought, got ourselves back in it to about 8 to 10 points, we could make a play. They executed a play down the stretch, and Dolson had a wide-open shot. Like most of their shots the whole night were wide open.
The ladies will try and right the ship and get their first win of the season versus Liberty tomorrow at 7 at Reed Arena. The guys are on the road tonight. They take their 3-0 record to Kansas City to play St. Louis at 6:30 at the Sprint Center. To the NFL, Andre Johnson caught a screen pass from Matt Schaub and ran 48 yards for the winning touchdown in overtime as the Texans rallied to beat Jacksonville 43-37. Here's Schaub on Johnson after the OT win.
It was special. You know, Andre, he's been that way all year, to be honest with you. And to catch the coverages we were getting against what we were trying to run and Andre making the plays, I mean, it was as good as I've seen him look.
Schaub threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes, completed a franchise record 43 passes, and finished with 527 passing yards. That's the second most in NFL history. He tied, by the way, with Warren Moon, the record still held by Norm Van Brocklin, dating back to 1951. Dallas Cowboys and Dan Bailey kicked a 38-yard field goal in overtime, and Dallas overcame a critical fumble by Tony Romo to spark a wild ending to the game with the Cowboys winning 23-20. Here's Jason Garrett on the close win.
I think it's a really important win. A Hall of Fame pitcher told me a long time ago, you got to somehow win a game when you don't necessarily have your best stuff. And, you know, I don't think we had our best stuff today, but we found a way.
On to NASCAR. Brad Keselowski celebrating his first driving title after winning the chase for the Sprint Cup Driving Championship with a cold beer in hand in the winner's circle, which I've never seen before because I don't think NASCAR allows it. But Keselowski was very, very excited.
I'm a lucky guy. That's what it means. I got a great owner, a great team, a great family, and just very, very fortunate.
In the NBA, Kobe Bryant had 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists with his 18th career triple-double. The revitalized Los Angeles Lakers ran past the Houston Rockets 119-108. And finally, Aggie soccer fell to Florida State in the regional semifinals for the NCAA yesterday. They lost 4-0. That finishes their season with a great record, however, of 19-5-1. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Going hunting? Interstate All Battery Center will keep you on target with batteries to power everything from deer feeders and scopes to four-wheelers and flashlights. Plus, get equipped with Ultramatic deer feeders and feeder parts. Power up in the great outdoors with generators and inverters, all available at Interstate All Battery Center. See why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. The exact battery you need is at Interstate Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Call 775-4293. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally. Sean Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Israelis aren't getting a lot of support. Turkey's prime minister has just called them terrorists for the deadly counterattacks in Gaza, trying to stop the flurry of Palestinian rockets. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers live on the border.
Ceasefire talks are ongoing in Egypt and Turkey, and Egypt's foreign ministers say they'll visit Gaza tomorrow to show solidarity with the Palestinians. Meanwhile, here in Sderot and throughout southern Israel, rockets from Gaza continue to fall, and the air raid sirens wail. Noor, who lives here, told me it's part of everyday life.
Taking a shower, you're chatting with your kids, you're going to work. Any action that you have to take on daily basis, everything that you're doing can be violated by the siren.
While Israel continues to bombard Gaza, many civilians are getting caught in the crossfire. 88 Palestinians killed and 3 Israelis since Wednesday. Dave?
Emily, President Obama says Israel has a right to defend itself. He's now in Cambodia for an Asian summit after becoming the first president to visit Burma.
Over the last several decades, our two countries became strangers.
Now he's praising the transition from military rule to democracy.
Instead of being repressed, the right of people to assemble together must now be fully respected.
We used more plastic over the summer. Credit card debt rose 5%. TransUnion says the average American owes $5,000. Who wants a Suzy Q or a Yodel or a Ding Dong? Going out of business, Hostess goes to court today looking for hungry buyers. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Hostess brand start the process of selling itself today in a New York bankruptcy court, keeping hope alive for many that the Twinkie may still be produced.
The cake and the inside, the creamy inside, it's great.
Many fans of the product were worried that they may no longer be found on store shelves after a strike by the Bakers Union caused the company to completely shut its doors. Sales of Twinkies alone brought in $68 million in revenue so far this year. Dave?
This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Don't miss the Sam's Club members-only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands, like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks. See club for details.
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a garden. Give a garden.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 800-98-STEEL today.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two men parking cars at Saturday's Aggie football game were taken to jail after pocketing almost $1,000. Access to Lot 97 north of Reed Arena along John Kimbrough is supposed to be by permit only. But shortly after kickoff, authorities were interviewing employees of the private contractor hired to handle parking. 28-year-old Herbert Parker Jr. and 21-year-old Corey Gordon of Houston were arrested after charging for vehicles without permits and keeping the cash. Due to Thanksgiving, the Bryan and College Station City Councils moved up this week's meetings to tonight.
It'll be the first meeting for newly elected members of both councils and the Bryan School Board, which is also in session. The College Station Council is being asked to proceed with acquiring land to extend sewer lines in the Welburn area. The $2.5 million project goes from the intersection of Welburn Road and Barron Cutoff to the corner of Reuter and Greens Prairie Trail. Also for consideration is approving a stoplight at the intersection of Harvey Road and Copperfield. The Bryan School Board will take final action changing high school grading and class rank policies. That's also a subject for the College Station School Board, along with continued discussion on long-range planning, which district spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says communicating issues to elected leaders.
We try to work closely with the board, and the administration tries to work closely with the local state representatives that represent us, represent our area, and just to tell, just so they know what's going on in our school and what we think would be good for public schools in the state of Texas.
There were no changes on the CSISD board after incumbents Carol Barrett and Paul Dorsett won re-election without opposition. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Iola community is mourning the loss of a seventh grader who died while riding an ATV. 12-year-old James K. was found by his older brother near the family farm. Grimes County Sheriff's Captain Blake Jarvis told Sister Station Navasota News that K. was riding alone.
He was on a four-wheeler, and it appeared that it flipped over and it landed on top of him. and he was deceased at sea.
James Kay's funeral service will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Iola High School gym. A memorial fund has been established at the First National Bank in Anderson. Before the newest Twilight movie opened in Bryan, there was a surprise. Additional police inspected the Premier Cinema building after a bomb threat was called in.
It was just a simple statement that there was a bomb in the building. We did have a handful of officers, I don't know how many, 5 or 6, that responded to the theater and did a search of the premise after consulting with the manager and determining what course of action was needed to be taken.
Officer Kelly McEthan says theater management decided against evacuating the building. No arrests have been made. And today, 8 local children will receive new families through Brazos County Adoption Day. Leanna Lowy with Voices for Children says everything kicks off at 1:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building in Bryan.
We'll have lots of activities for the adoptees, and then it's just a wonderful opportunity to watch the hearings and see these children find their forever families, and it's perfect timing. It's right in time for the holidays. It's just a really fun event, and an addition to this year's event is we're also having a match party.
Lowy says anyone in the community who has considered adopting can come find out more and see profiles of children waiting for families. The recent arrest of a convenience store clerk accused of illegal sexual contact with a minor did not go unnoticed at the nearby Boys and Girls Club. President Ron Rollett issued a news release to reassure safety of club members as top of mind, regardless of what takes place off campus.
We try to be proactive on things like that with our membership and provide them with programs that will be helpful to them in a situation like that. Although we hope, we pray that that will never happen, we do want our kids to be prepared.
The local Boys and Girls Club was recently selected to participate in a national pilot review of all its policies and procedures.
All facets that go into running a Boys and Girls Club, we're going to be doubly sure that everything's as safe for the kids in all areas as we can.
The Boys and Girls Club has 2,000 members in Bryan and College Station. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnum and Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnum and Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirnum and Flooring today.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
It's harvest time at Rural Tippecanoe Farms. And to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tippecanoe or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tippecanoe's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop royaltypecans.com.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No
membership necessary to purchase.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
Clouds will continue to drift across the area today. They're coming up around high pressure, which is over northern Louisiana this morning. We should break into some sun today. High temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. It's going to be partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 75. A few clouds tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunshine and a bit warmer for Wednesday. By Wednesday, we're somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in your sports, we'll find out how the Aggies are doing in both the BCS as well as the Heisman Chase, the F1 race in Austin over the weekend, and Aggie basketball to boot, plus the NFL, of course, from yesterday. All coming up at 7:50.
So, yeah, I turned on the television yesterday at 12:30 to see what kind of headphones the governor was going to be wearing. Because, you know, you got to protect your ears when you're out there at that F1 racetrack.
Sure.
So there are like 120,000 people out there for this thing. And he was wearing little red earplugs with strings on them, which I guess was stylish.
It's the same thing I wear on my motorcycle.
So you got me all excited. Oh, you have a motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's pretty cool.
Do you have an extra helmet? Maybe Kat wants to go on a motorcycle.
I have a Hello Kitty helmet that my daughter wears.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if that'll fit on my head.
Well, we'll get a picture of that.
That would be fun.
That'd be great.
But Scott, you got my you got me all excited.
About
I thought when you said you turned on the TV,
yeah,
and you were looking, I thought you were going to say Friday night and you saw Chloe and me on television at the big MMA fight down in Houston.
You know, I turned on, I didn't even know that we get this AXS. Is that what it is?
Yes, AXS.
Yeah, I turned it. What time did the telecast happen?
9:00.
Oh, well, I guess I missed it.
Well, if you wouldn't have tuned in at the right time, you'd have missed it anyway, because Bubba won in about a minute and 10 seconds.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Fast little fight.
So now, what row were you on, Kat?
Pretty far back, but not too far.
Now, wait a minute. Her boyfriend is fighting and she can't, they won't get her down into the VIP area? Wow.
Well, it was the whole everybody from the gym. We all stood up in a big group and
did ya?
It was fun. It was loud. There were lots of people drinking beer. There was an
really?
Announcer with a.
At a fight?
People
no.
drinking beer at a fight.
I've never been
amazed.
To a fight. An announcer with an eye patch and a black suit with a gold tie and.
Wow.
Girls prancing around in Hooters bikinis with
yep.
big signs
sure.
of what round it was. And actually, sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's all right. Go ahead. Yeah.
I met this guy there
uh-huh.
who was talking in a fake Russian accent. And
okay.
so I talked in a fake Russian accent.
And yours was
then,
better than his?
Well, actually, he wasn't faking his Russian accent. He was actually Russian.
That's a real thing, huh? Hello.
Speaking of this F1 business.
Yeah.
I was in Austin this weekend and my daughter said that I don't know who wanted a yacht in Lake
Travis?
In the lake.
Yeah. Well, they're different, you know, they really are.
Oh, my gosh, are they ever.
Yeah.
But the city said no because it was kind of shallow.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Yeah, y'all aren't from around here. F1 has so much money, they apparently their next race is in somewhere in South America. And they chartered 3 747s out of Austin to get their staff down there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so they've got some pretty serious money. And again, we as Texans got to pay $25 million for this thing. Racetrack's about $400 million. So, well, and they're going to, you know, how many races are they going to have out there? Are they going to let go-karts out there this week, you know?
I love go-karts.
I understand, but I'm just saying. We're the bigger picture every day, right? Okay, so we'll post it on Facebook or something. Things Kat loves. When's the last time you were on a go-kart?
Oh, when I was in high school.
Oh, see, so you're missing that, right?
I am.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe riding on.
I got a hankering for it.
Maybe on Kevin's bike will be
fine. As long as I don't have to wear leather, do I, if I ride on your motorcycle?
No.
I want to go back to the Arena Theater, and they had, like, is it a hurricane fence cage or is it some sort of mesh or what do they do? So.
It was a
yeah,
cage.
It's a hurricane.
They locked the doors.
They locked the doors, do they? Now, how long are the rounds? How long is each
5 round? Minutes.
5 minutes, okay.
3 5-minute rounds.
Okay. So, and the match, did you leave after Bubba's match or did you stay?
No, I stuck around for the title fight, which was actually kind of anticlimactic.
Was it?
Yeah, and I, you know, but I even, when Bubba came out, I put down my $6 scale popcorn and...
Uh-huh.
What was that?
That's race car noise.
Oh, my gosh.
You put down your popcorn?
My $6 stale popcorn, yeah. Just to clap and cheer as loudly as we could so you could get a better record.
Now, were there people cheering for the other guy, too?
Yeah.
Really?
It was a culturally fascinating experience.
Culturally fascinating. I can just imagine.
All the different songs that people marched into, and, I mean, I'd never been to a fight, so I just was sort of, I took a whole lot of notes because I was so tired. I was afraid I wouldn't remember anything. And I took pictures. I can show you some pictures if you want.
It's okay.
Oh, and actually, at one point.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. It got so cold
that
the girls in the Hooters bikinis, I looked over, and they were hunched over and they had wrapped themselves up in the curtain they throw open and have the guys come out through.
Gosh, it was, Kevin, imagine it was too cold in there. Wow. I'm shocked.
Don't.
I'm just shocked.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Coming up later, we got Abe Nuggets for you. Abe Lincoln Nuggets. We'll have those for you. In the meantime, it's time for trivia 695-1620, 695-1620. Oh. This state raised more turkeys than any other this year, 695-1620. This state raised more turkeys, 695-1620.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, I've got prizes for you there. San Francisco lawmakers will vote tomorrow on banning nudity in most public places after citizens got repulsed when a naked man showed up.
I thought nudity was already banned. I thought that was called public lewdness.
Apparently, this guy went to the city council meeting and shucked his duds. Got in a little bit of trouble for that. So they won't be doing
that. Was he having a breakdown?
I don't know. He wasn't. No, he's just in San Francisco. What's the answer?
North Carolina.
No, it's not it. Thanks a lot. 695-1620. This state produces more turkeys this year than any other.
I had a professor once who had a breakdown in the classics building and stripped off all his clothes.
Was this in Baylor?
It was at my university.
Oh, yeah.
And he ran through and he shouted in Latin, naked.
He shouted the word naked or he was naked Latin?
He was naked running through the classics building shouting in Latin. And the next day we showed up in class and everyone was like, oh, that's the small group whose professor went wacky. Just was
fine Baptist institution that it is. Okay, that's fine. 695-1620, this state produced more turkeys than any other. What's the answer?
Pennsylvania.
Nope, that's not it. Thank you.
Are we going to have a turkey call
trivia
contest?
I don't a turkey. No.
Can we do that on the day before Thanksgiving?
No, I don't see any reason why we need to.
Well, what if I make a prize for either you or Kevin?
Hi there. What's the answer?
Texas.
Nope. Thank you. 695-1620. They do raise a lot of turkeys in Texas.
Yes,
hi. What's
do.
The answer?
Pennsylvania.
Nope. Thank you. 695-1620. This state raises more turkeys than any other.
Yeah. No.
Because, I mean, it's you know, Thanksgiving's this week. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I actually didn't know till yesterday.
Hi there. What's the answer?
Is it Minnesota?
It is. It's Minnesota. Woo-hoo! Congratulations. Who's this?
Hot dog.
No, hot dogs. Who's this?
This is Billy Green.
Billy Green. What do you do, Billy?
I'm a fire truck mechanic.
Did you look it up?
I did.
Yeah. You're a fire truck mechanic?
Yes, sir.
You work for one of the fire departments, do you?
No, I actually work for a fire truck manufacturer, dealer, and we service and sell fire trucks.
Is it American LaFrance or somebody different?
It's E1.
Okay. So you travel all over the country or what?
All over Texas.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. All right. So now you just work on, like, the engines, or do you work on the hydraulics that lift the ladders and all that stuff?
Oh, pretty much everything, bumper to bumper.
Wow. All right. Cool. All right. So anyway, I got $30 in gift certificates for you from Ninfa's here in College Station. You know where we're located, Billy?
I sure do.
All right, come by here and we got them for you. Thanks. See you later. Bye. Fire truck mechanic. See? Cool. Well, I mean, really.
It's spoken like a true boy.
He said,
fire trucks are cool. Love it.
Fire trucks are cool. Yeah. I mean, I guess he can fix the siren if it's broken too, but that's kind of cool. Anyway, so yes, that's our, because. What do you mean you didn't know until yesterday that Thanksgiving was this week?
I just had sort of forgotten. I knew it was coming up, but I didn't realize it was this week.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, we're not working Thursday, by the way.
We are not?
No.
Okay, thanks. Yep,
so there you go. Yeah, can sleep late.
But are they going to play Mannheim Steamroller for 24 hours?
No. We do that at Christmas time. We're not going to do that at Thanksgiving.
What is there, Thanksgiving music?
Unless Mr. Down says so.
Yeah, that's right. We may just tap into Ben's office where Christmas music is playing all the time. Hey, if you didn't catch the Leonid meteor shower this weekend, it's not over. Apparently, Astro Bob blog, I don't know what that is.
Huh?
The Astro Bob blog says that the shower actually will be visible through tomorrow morning. Now, you got to get up earlier because since daylight saving time has changed around, the sun's coming up about 6 o'clock. But if you're up in the pre-dawn hours, look to the east, and you should be able to see some meteors or trails out there for several minutes. So have a look at that if you care. That used to be one of the good things about getting up really early because we'd get to see all that kind of stuff if you wanted to.
Not if you're in a hurry to work.
Well, that's plus you're headed in the wrong direction, right? Right. So crime never pays. A couple of guys in Wichita tried to roll some dude for his wallet. Well, until one of them recognized the potential victim as a guy he'd done time with.
Oh, Lord.
So it was a professional courtesy. Professional courtesy. They gave him back his wallet and his cell phone, and they apologized and left. And amazingly enough, the victim said, "No, I don't believe I'd recognize him if I saw the picture."
Early Bird Gets the Bookworm this Friday at Half Price Books. Doors open at 7 a.m. Free gift cards for the first 100 shoppers. Special discounts and surprises all day. You won't want to miss it. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Nice temps all week long. Look for a high temperature each day in the middle to upper 70s. Low at night, probably in the middle 50s. No mention of rain until we get to the weekend. Right now, looking at Friday, having a 30% chance of showers. And so we'll keep an eye on that. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 5. Our humidity is 80%. We have some clouds out there. It's 51.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Outgoing Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown has some advice. The guy who just lost says Republicans need to be a larger tent party because moderate pro-choice Republicans like him are becoming a vanishing breed in Washington. He's hopeful that we will become a more tolerant, open-minded party. Strange thing, the Democrats never demand tolerance for pro-life views. Conservative Democrats are not given high-profile spotlights at their convention. I mean, look what happened to Democrat Mayor Cory Booker when he tried to speak up in defense of Bain Capital. Obama made him apologize, almost ran him off the plantation. Meanwhile, religious Republicans routinely ridiculed by intolerant liberals for holding traditional views on marriage and family. Besides, Republicans are tolerant. We've tolerated our education system being taken over by radicals. We've tolerated our economy being driven to ruins, our culture being overrun, while the liberals grow government, balloon the entitlements, spend us into bankruptcy. We've been way too tolerant. If we don't find a way to stop being tolerant of liberalism, there won't be much of a country to save. The Democrats and liberals are the most intolerant people on earth. Why any Republican wants to adopt their talking points is beyond me. Now, look, I'm not interested in ripping into Senator Brown, but I do want to point out it wasn't Republicans who tossed his moderate pro-choice message under the bus. It was a bunch of non-open-minded Massachusetts voters, mostly Democrats, who were not tolerant of him and sent him packing. It wasn't us.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-893-9095. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary, risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-893-9095. That's 1-800-893-9095.
Howdy, this is Jason Bielinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bielinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bielinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 2,000 children in Bryan and College Station are involved in the Boys and Girls Club. Following the arrest near the Bryan campus of a convenience store clerk accused of illegal sexual contact with a minor, President Ron Rollett investigated what happened.
Did some research and found out what happened, and that was concerning. You know, I was going to be concerned to us anything like that happens in the area, but I wanted our parents to be assured that we were on top of it, and we posted the guy's picture in our clubhouse there in Bryan to let them know that we were aware. But one of the things that about our kids is if something would have happened like that, we'd feel like that they would have let us know.
Rollett says the club was selected to participate in a comprehensive review of all its operating policies, something he welcomes to further reduce risks to members, staff, and volunteers. Families interested in adopting a local child are welcome to participate in this year's Brazos County Adoption Day ceremonies today. Voices for Children Executive Director Leanna Lowy says that 8 children will be officially adopted, but there'll be much more going on.
We'll have a wonderful speaker during the press conference, an adoptive father who will share his experience and his family's experience welcoming their teenager into their home. And we'll just have lots of fun activities for kids to do and lots of information about adoption.
The ceremonies will begin at 1:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building. The school boards and city councils in Bryan and College Station are all meeting tonight.
A common topic for the Bryan and College Station school boards are grading policies. Bryan spokeswoman Sandy Ferris says this applies to high school grades and class rankings.
It's for all of our high schools, except the alternative high school. MC Harris is not affected by this. It's actually going to be phased in, so there will be a section of this policy that will be applicable to freshmen who enter prior to 2013-14, so those who are in now right now. And then the full changes will take effect for those who enter the ninth grade in the 2013-14 school year.
Business for the College Station City Council includes two items involving the newly created medical district. First is establishing a tax abatement zone, giving those who choose to build property tax breaks over a 10-year period. And the first who wants to take advantage of that is the corporation that wants to build a behavioral health hospital offering psychiatric, therapeutic, and substance abuse programs. It'll be built between College Station Medical Center and Brian Bachman Community Park. And both councils and Board of Trustees will reorganize following this month's elections. On the Brian Council, it's the first meeting for Greg Owens, while Chuck Condolo moves to the at-large seat. New faces on the College Station Council are James Benham and John Nichols, and Tommy Bosquez joins the Bryan School Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A bomb threat received Thursday night at Premier Cinema in Bryan did not lead to an evacuation. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that followed an inspection of the building.
Per our general orders, it is the manager's decision as to whether to vacate the building or not, unless we see something that is a potential threat, and then we can take that decision away from them. At this point, there was no other signs other than the phone call that there was a threat to the public.
Anyone who may have heard who did it is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers or Bryan Police. Funeral services for an Iola middle school student killed last week in an ATV crash have been set for tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Iola High School gym. Investigators believe the four-wheeler flipped and fell on top of 12-year-old James K. Captain Blake Jarvis of the Grimes County Sheriff's Office told Sister Station Navasota News that school counselors were on campus the following day.
They pulled counselors from all the schools in our county plus Madison County, and not certain whether they're districts they're pulling counselors from, but they're having enough to cover for all the kids.
A memorial fund has been established at the First National Bank in Anderson. And two Houston men are in the Brazos County Jail accused of illegally parking cars during Saturday's A&M football game. 21-year-old Corey Gordon and 28-year-old Herbert Parker Jr. were working for the private company hired to manage parking. Just after kickoff, University police were sent to Lot 97 along John Kimbrough north of Reed Arena, where football parking is restricted to permit holders. Gordon and Parker were arrested after collecting and keeping $955 from other motorists wanting a space. WTW News Time is 7:35. It is 52 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
Clouds will continue to drift across the area today. They're coming up around high pressure, which is over northern Louisiana this morning. We should break into some sun today. High temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. It's going to be partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 75. A few clouds tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunshine and a bit warmer for Wednesday. By Wednesday, we're somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Five and six.
I don't know. He's playing music in there again. Yeah,
now there's something coming through.
Stuff.
I can't figure out what's
really.
There's something making noise.
I thought you were being a rock and roll disc jockey.
No,
again.
Sir.
Oh, okay.
Here, let's try. I think I got everything worked out here. Let's try this.
Yeah.
Is that Johnny Touchdown scoring another one? Or is it the F1 race?
Yeah.
I thought it was a TIE fighter.
No. we'll have the answer for you here in just a few minutes. Also, a couple overtime games in the NFL. And, of course, we'll update you on Aggie football here in about 12 minutes.
So you bought stale popcorn. Did you buy a T-shirt or anything while you were there?
Oh, I wish. But there was issues with the T-shirts.
Oh.
Were issues, I should say.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, the sponsor changed or something. I wanted a Bubba Bush T-shirt, but it just didn't work out. Maybe next time.
Yeah, there you go. Life's full of small disappointments. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your new Guinness World Record champion for running 100 meters. That would be Kenichi Aito of Japan.
Running 100 meters how?
17.47 seconds on all fours.
Ooh.
Okay, perfecting his technique. Apparently based on the way that monkeys in Africa run. Been working on it for 9 years. 9 years. Are you coming? Hey, Kenichi, you coming to work today? No, I'm working on my,
working on the monkey run.
That's right. Got to do the all-four monkey run thing. I'm going to.
So let's see. Usain Bolt, 9.7-something.
Yeah, and this
monkey run guy, 17 seconds.
Yeah. Well, you got to do something to keep yourself entertained.
Well, I mean, look. That'd be a cool thing is if Usain Bolt gives this guy like an 8 second start or a 10 second start and see if he can beat him.
Then. Usain Bolt could beat him backwards.
Yeah, he probably could. I'm just thinking about how he's worked for 9 years to perfect this. I mean, does he come home at night going, I've almost got it. I almost got it. Not quite there, but I've almost got it.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's him going by.
Sure, you know it.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, Twinkies, Twinkies. Again, we had the governor, Governor Jabba the Hutt, talking about Twinkies this morning. And,
Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Governor Christie the Hutt?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
anyway, Hostess,
guy.
Of course, has closed its doors, gone out of business. The online auctioneering, of course, now has begun. The market for Twinkie and Twinkie-like products. So what do you got? You got a story on that?
Oh, do I? Yeah.
Yeah.
People are hoarding them.
All right. You know, I talked to a guy Saturday, said he'd been in a grocery-torium this week, and the lady in the checkout in front of him bought nothing but Twinkies.
You're kidding me.
She apparently bought all the Twinkies in the store.
That is absolutely insane. No, but let me see. Hostess announced they're officially going out of business. Sparked a nationwide panic. People flocked to grocery stores, hoarding them, selling on eBay for much inflated prices.
Oh, my goodness.
Selling them on eBay.
This is crazy.
I'm just going to have to, I'll bake y'all some imitation, and we'll have to see if they're really, if they're as good as the.
Didn't care for the real things, and I mean, if you want to bake them, that's great.
No, I like the real things, but just to see if we can survive in a world without Twinkies.
Starting bid of $500 for a box of Twinkies unopened.
That's just nuts.
Yeah, it is.
See, I'm a Ding Dongs guy. I like Twinkies, but I'll miss the Ding Dongs.
I love Ding Dongs. That is what I would have traded my, I don't know, peanut butter sandwich or whatever I could back in the lunchroom. That was Ding Dongs.
A quick search of completed eBay auction shows that while prices in the $1 million range were ignored, of course, some of the more exorbitant offers have apparently been accepted, though we have to wonder if the auction winners are really planning to pay up. There are personal accounts of all this. One unemployed man spent hours collecting 16 boxes of Twinkies and Ding Dongs and then listed them online, $300 for three boxes. Another spent $100 for 20 boxes.
And that's insane.
Plans to sell them for $1,000
each. Come on, y'all.
Now.
Well, they have a shelf life of forever.
Yeah, you can throw them, you can throw them in the freezer. Funny thing is, Twinkies are going to continue. I mean, we talked about this. Apparently, the leading contenders who are looking to buy this the Twinkie name would be Kellogg's, Campbell's Soup, Grupo Bimbo, which is the parent company.
Bimbo.
Okay, fine. It's the parent company of Sara Lee.
Grupo Brown.
Yeah, really.
Grupo Bimbo.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, you see their
they make the soup
here.
Marinos.
Yeah.
And the boo-boos.
Yeah, all sorts of artery clogging stuff. Anyway. So there you go. That'll be out there, and you don't have to worry about that. But it also brings to mind.
Oh, wait. Boo-boo-loo-boo. I said it wrong.
Oh, yeah. And we'd have caught you on that.
Yeah, because I knew.
Hello.
Yeah, the kids said the grandparents this weekend, one went for a Hostess powdered donut. Grandparents went off and said, no, that's our retirement portfolio. Yeah.
Don't be touching that. Go back to PB&J.
401's in the toilet, but we got Twinkies.
That's it. We know what we need here. So anyway, so that brings to mind things that we don't have anymore that we used to. Food that's not here anymore.
Such as?
Heinz Purple Ketchup.
Oh, I remember purple. That. Yes.
Yep. Kids could make psychedelic purple flowers, and hamburger buns were purple, yeah, with little racing stripes and all that. Yeah, it was Heinz Purple Ketchup.
You know what I remember as a child that I've never seen again?
God, I'm afraid to go on, but yes, go
one
ahead.
One time at a friend's house, she had some kind of popcorn that you popped it, and then it was just a rainbow of neon colors. Yeah. And I was so fascinated as a kid. It was the same kind of colors as the rainbow ice cream. But anyway, I've never seen it again. I don't know what the deal was.
I'm sure it was out there and there were people in altered states of consciousness who still enjoy it today.
Sure.
Anyway, yeah. Crystal Pepsi, the caffeine-free soft drink.
Clear soda.
Yep. U.S., Canada, and Australia. The clear alternative.
I remember that.
Yeah. Anyway, haven't seen it around since 1993. C-3PO cereal. During the early Star Wars craze, cereals, I mean, just there it was. It was there. Introducing Kellogg's C-3PO's, similar to Cheerios in appearance, although they were shaped like the little numeral 8 and more colorful.
See, I remember Barbie cereal.
Really? Well, that could work. Candy cigarettes.
I remember that.
They were banned a couple of years ago as part
really?
Of the Family Smoking Prevention and Control Act.
How
yep.
sad.
Yeah, it is. That is sad.
But you can still get bubblegum cigars.
Yes, you can. We gave them away here when we launched Peace, as a matter of fact.
It's a radio station.
And who could forget Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cereal?
Oh.
Yeah, for a while back in the 1990s, the Turtles could do no wrong. When it was first introduced, the cereal was called Crunchy Sweetened Ninja Nets with Ninja Turtle Marshmallows. The pizza-shaped marshmallows
awesome.
Came along later on. So there you go.
Well, did you ever have Oreo O's? I haven't seen those in several years either, but mankind, were they good stuff.
We're talking like Oreo cookies.
It was called Oreo O's. Yeah. They tasted like Oreo cookies.
Sure.
They're just black Fruit Loop-sized O's with little white specks on them.
Yeah, crunch those and then go smile in the mirror.
Oh, man,
that's good. Pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Being a teen can be tough, and it's even tougher when you have to deal with acne, but you don't have to accept it. Just visit Childs Dermatology. They can properly diagnose and then effectively treat acne with equipment like Omnilux Light Therapy. The light is safe and harmless to your skin, and it's completely pain-free. So in a 20-minute treatment, Childs Dermatology can help you say so long to pimples, zits, and all those other annoying issues. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
It's pretty simple to tell where a man's priorities lie. Just pay attention to what he spends his time studying. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Have you ever known a guy who was really into golf? For some men, it's more than a relaxing hobby on the weekend. They'll spend hours practicing their swing, or they'll read golf magazines in their free time and watch how-to videos on the internet. Some guys even devote time and money to lessons at the club. In other words, they study golf. But some of these men, who spend so much time learning the fine points of the game, can't tell you very much about their kids or wife. They don't know what their children like to do for fun, and they have no idea what makes their wife feel special and loved. They study their hobbies, but they're illiterate when it comes to their own family. And usually, it shows. Guys, there's nothing wrong with studying golf or other hobbies you'd like to enjoy. But maybe it's time to be just as intentional with your family. It's a simple premise. The areas in life that get your time and attention will flourish. So study your family, observe them closely, and learn what interests them, what makes them feel important. Dedicate yourself to your wife and to your kids, and give them the same passion you devote to all the other endeavors occupying your time. It'll be well worth it. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You have the best smile.
Thanks. I have to thank Aaron's Family Dentistry for that.
But you're the one doing the smiling.
It's easy to smile when Dr. Aaron's keeps my smile looking so good.
Enjoy convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Aaron's, and you'll smile too when you visit my husband Jim and me and experience our big city benefits with a small town feel. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. The 9-2 Consolidated Tigers didn't completely shut down Klein's 1,000-yard-plus rushing duo, but they did get a win over Klein, 42-24. Next up, Austin Westlake this Friday at 2:30 at Waco ISD Stadium. In other playoff action, the monster that is Navasota football rolled over China Springs 62-16 to remain unbeaten and number one in the state. Rattlers head to Conroe to Buddy Moorhead Stadium. That's this Friday as well, 6 o'clock, and they'll play Jasper. Big guys at the big school, the Aggs looked a little sluggish as they came out, but that's to be expected after playing a very close game at Alabama, and they're playing a much smaller school, Sam Houston State. Once again, A&M got the juggernaut rolling and put up 47 unanswered points. And that was within two possessions of the second half. After completing an 89-yard touchdown pass to Azuma Owachiku, Coach Sumlin felt comfortable enough letting Johnny Football kick. That's right, he went in to try the extra point. And, of course, that was the first question at the press conference after the game.
It's a long season. You know, we've gone 11 straight weeks without a bye, and there's different things that go on during the week to try to keep the energy level up and keep it fun. And it was something that he'd been working on for a couple of weeks, and he made one the other day. What day was that? Thursday. So thought we'd give it a shot.
Now, after the missed kick, Manziel and the rest of the offense and defense came out of the game, allowing the Bearcats to crawl back in a little. Final score was 47-28. Johnny Manziel, during the game, broke the NCAA freshman quarterback rushing record. The freshman record for total offense became only the fifth player and the first freshman in FBS history to pass the 3,000-yard mark in passing and the 1,000-yard mark in rushing in one single season. Couple that with Colin Klein's K-State loss and three interceptions, that puts Johnny Football at the top of almost all the Heisman watch lists. With the win also, Kevin Sumlin set a new debut season record with the school. Sumlin was tied with R.C. Slocum and DX Bible. That's the 11th game now. One more to go in the regular season anyway. Next up for the Aggs, they play Missouri at Kyle at 6 o'clock, and that's this Saturday. All the action, of course, is here on 1620 WTAW. 70 Dawson put up 24 points, and UConn thumped A&M 81-50 for the ladies. The guys are on the road today. They're in Kansas City to play St. Louis at 6:30. Andre Dawson caught a screen pass in overtime, and the Texans beat Jacksonville 43-37. Overtime victory also for the Cowboys over Cleveland 23-20. Brad Kozlowski celebrating his first title win after the spirited Chase Cup race, Sprint Cup race. He ended up winning the championship and celebrated in victory circle with a cold beer, which I've never seen, and I'm betting he'll get in trouble for. And finally this morning, more than 17,000 fans packed into the 117, jumped into the completed Circuit of Americas to watch the U.S. Grand Prix on a Sunday afternoon. Lewis Hamilton with the Vodafone McLaren Mercedes won the first ever Grand Prix held in Austin, Texas over the weekend. That's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, and kind of just to complete the whole thing, they used to run a race at Texas World Speedway when it first opened called the Can-Am Race, which was a Canadian-American race series, as it was short for that. And Bruce McLaren won the one here in College Station.
No kidding!
Yeah, so, and that's his racing team who won yesterday. So that's it. So now, Johnny Manziel obviously moves up to the, I think, to the top of the list. I'm not sure, but
for most everything I've seen so far that's updated, he's pretty much cream of the crop.
And again, not necessarily, I mean, he did break the NCAA record, but it's just that the guy from Kansas State did so poorly. But now we're going to hear about Manti Te'o. I'm sure they're going to cover us up with this guy.
Oh, sure.
Because he's from Notre Dame.
And they're the number one team in the country.
That's right, and he's a linebacker, so everybody who wants to root, you need to root for USC this weekend since they'll be playing Notre Dame.
Well, there's bad news on that, though, because SC lost their starting quarterback late in the game, so they're starting the SC Notre Dame game with a backup quarterback.
All right, so there. That's the challenge in front of them, but we'll be watching that. And, of course, the Aggies kick off at 6 o'clock on Saturday.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Life goes by in a flash, doesn't it? And the older you get, the more you realize just how fast it all does go by. 20 years ago seems like yesterday, and we look back at all that we've done. And sometimes we think of things we didn't do. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. This Christmas, surprise her with that diamond she's been hoping for. You won't regret it. You see, we regret the things we didn't do, not those we did. Yes, life goes by in a flash. Love her this year with a diamond. Come see us.
Amish Furniture for Generations has some gift items for you. You know, as we talk about, things are handcrafted at Amish Furniture for Generations, so it takes a while for that piece of furniture to get back to you. But, you know, with the holidays coming up, they do have children's items. They have toys. They have accent items. All of those are there, available now for you to take out of the store today at Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent stocks up this time of year so that you can get handcrafted gifts. First thing comes to mind, of course, a rocking horse. How about a solid wood rocking horse? What a traditional gift. And again, it's built to last for generations, just like everything that you'll find at Amish Furniture for Generations. Stop in and see them. They're in on Boonville Road, just past the Kroger. Look for the black and white awning in the front of the center, and you'll see Amish Furniture for Generations. Make your selection in there. So if you are looking for something to gift to someone, can do that. The accent items are very nice, and again, solid wood. If you're looking for furniture for yourself or somebody else, then remember that it is handcraft, bench-built, solid wood furniture made by Amish craftsmen. Kent goes and picks it up, brings it down, and delivers it to you. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road.
Early birds get the bookworm this Friday at Half Price Books, starting at 7 a.m. The first 100 folks receive a Half Price Books tote bag with a $5 gift card inside, and one lucky early bird will find a $100 gift card in their tote, plus all-day deals where you can choose your own discount. That's right. This Friday, save a bundle on your holiday shopping at Half Price Books. Hey, when almost everything's half price or less and you add special surprises and discounts, that's a hunk of holiday savings. You'll be amazed at the new selection of smart, thoughtful gifts. Great books, puzzles, games, and toys for the kids, movie and music box sets, an array of new vinyl LPs, electronics, even turntables that turn the classics into CDs. Early birds, that's a lot to tweet about. It all starts Friday at 7 a.m. at Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You were talking earlier about, you know, politicians just not like us, right? They're a different breed of cat, right?
So they think.
Well, that's it. But meet the world's poorest president. He is a vegetarian. He drives a 1986 VW Beetle, and he runs a flower farm. Jose Mujica, I guess, here, M-U-J-I-C-A. How would we pronounce that, Kat?
Wait, I wasn't paying attention.
Well, good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you showing up.
I'm here. I was just busy in my head thinking.
All right, hush. M-U-J-I-C-A. How would we pronounce that? Is that Mujica?
M-U-J-A-I-C-A?
No, A-I-C-A. M-U-J, yeah. We're spelling it on the radio.
Mujica?
There you go.
I don't know what country this is.
I know, it's Uruguay.
Oh, Uruguay. Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, he also has chosen to shun the state's grand presidential home. He and his wife live in a ramshackle farmhouse. He gives away 90% of his monthly salary, which is $12,000 a month, to charities. I mean, not bad. He said he spent 14 years as a political prisoner, and it's changed his perspective on life.
I'll bet.
Yeah, he said if you don't have many possessions, when you don't need to work all your life like a slave to sustain them, and therefore, you know, you got more time for yourself. Okay.
Interesting.
Yep. And this doesn't mean he's a popular president. In fact, his approval rating is below 50% after two controversial decisions. He signed a bill that allowed abortions. Wow, that's a Catholic country, pretty
yeah,
much,
is.
I would think, during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, and supported a debate on the legalization of marijuana. But there you go. A guy who lives in a ramshackle hut, and he drives a 1987 VW Beetle.
Obama's brother?
Yeah.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It looks and sounds like war. The deadly fighting is raging on in and around Gaza, and the Palestinian leader of Hamas has just said of Israel,
whoever launches an aggression against Palestine is buried in Palestine and will not achieve victory against its people.
Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live on the Gaza border.
As Israel continues to target Gaza, they're being condemned by Turkey, who say the strikes are acts of terrorism. 88 Palestinians killed since Wednesday, many civilians. The Israeli Defense Force say rockets fired from Gaza have significantly decreased, from 156 rockets Sunday to 42 today. For residents here in Sderot, they say rocket fire is part of everyday life.
All the city, all the road is bomb-proof.
The bus stops are bomb-proof. There is a bomb shelter nearby. Everyone.
That's Nick Halfer, who lives here. Dave.
Emily, President Obama's in Cambodia, but he made history going somewhere else first. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president in Cambodia for a summit of Southeast Asian nations, but in the process, he makes history as the first president to visit that country. The White House says the president will raise concerns about human rights abuses there. Earlier, the president visited Burma, the first U.S. president to do that, too. He rather praised recent political reforms there.
Today, you are showing the world that fear does not have to be the natural state of life in this country.
The president also met with recently freed Burmese opposition figure Aung San Suu Kyi. Dave?
Mike, weeks after Sandy hit, homes are being condemned.
To rebuild them would cost more.
But some New York City homeowners forced to live elsewhere don't yet know the bulldozers are coming, and some are fighting inspectors.
We got marked as red. We have no structure damage.
Tens of thousands of homes are storm damaged in New York and New Jersey. Investigators in Midland, Texas will today talk to the driver of the Veterans Parade float that was hit by a freight train last week, killing four vets. The warning bells and lights were going off when he started crossing the tracks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Don't miss the Sam's Club members-only Black Friday event. You'll find exceptional values on your favorite brands, like Samsung, HP, and Vizio. Doors open Friday at 7 a.m. Come see why it's one of the best times to be a Sam's Club member. Not a member yet? Get in on the savings and receive up to a $40 gift card when you join November 23rd through the 25th. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks. See club for details.
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a garden. Give a garden.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Hey, Classic Collision and Restoration, you know, Doug does work that nobody else in town can do, can touch, because he does restoration work. And that's great, because if you have a car that you do want to restore, then he can do that work for you. But understand, it makes absolute sense that a shop that can do restoration work also can take care of everyday accidents. The reason that most people visit a body shop, Classic Collision and Restoration does that work just as much. You know, finish and fit. That's something that's really important as far as Doug is concerned, and making sure that color match is just exactly right. That's the way that Doug has built his reputation. So if you're in that accident, fender bender or something more critical than that, then Classic Collision Restoration can be your go-to place. Give him a call at 779-8399. He'll make arrangements to get your vehicle to his shop so the work can be done. They'll turn it around, get you through all the insurance and all the other problems that you have to navigate through, the inconvenience and getting a rent car and getting you from here to there. All of those things Classic Collision can do. Also, real quickly, let you know that Classic Collision and Restoration also does upholstery work. That's right. They'll work on the inside of your vehicle. A lot of people looking at the idea of changing to leather seats. Classic Collision can do that for you. Maybe you need to have a new headliner installed. Maybe new carpet, convertible tops. They do all of that at Classic Collision and Restoration. So, again, give Doug a call at 779-8399 or go to the website, which is classiccollisionandrestoration.com.
All new spiritual leader Deepak Chopra. He teamed up with Harvard and is about to turn the medical world upside down.
This is the next step in human evolution.
Interested, everybody?
He says you have the power to reverse memory loss and prevent Alzheimer's.
You can actually increase your brain cells as you age.
Find out how you can start today. Plus, meet the man behind it all.
There would be no Dr. Oz show if it wasn't for this man.
Dr. Oz, weekday afternoons at 4 on KX HD.
Living in the heart of the Brazos Valley, the weather can play tricks on us. But you don't have to worry. I'm KAG's Chief Meteorologist, Jared Plushnick, and we know you're busy. Kids, job, the house. I'm here to help you get the kids and you out the door ready for whatever the weather brings. Plus, Matthew and Emily bring you the stories that really matter to you. From right here in the Brazos Valley.
Local newscast. Local people living here, working here. KAG's HD News, weeknights at 6 and 10 p.m.
The early bird gets the bookworm this Friday at Half Price Books. Doors open at 7 a.m. Free gift cards for the first 100 shoppers. Special discounts and surprises all day. You won't want to miss it. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
WTW News Time is 8:06. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two men parking cars at Saturday's Aggie football game were taken to jail after pocketing almost $1,000. Access to Lot 97 north of Reed Arena along John Kimbrough is supposed to be by permit only. But shortly after kickoff, authorities were interviewing employees of the private contractor hired to handle parking. 28-year-old Herbert Parker Jr. and 21-year-old Corey Gordon of Houston were arrested after charging for vehicles without permits and keeping the cash. Due to Thanksgiving, the Bryan and College Station City Councils moved up this week's meetings to tonight.
It'll be the first meeting for newly elected members of both councils and the Bryan School Board, which is also in session. The College Station Council is being asked to proceed with acquiring land to extend sewer lines in the Welburn area. The $2.5 million project goes from the intersection of Welburn Road and Barron Cutoff to the corner of Reuter and Greens Prairie Trail. Also for consideration is approving a stoplight at the intersection of Harvey Road and Copperfield. The Bryan School Board will take final action, changing high school grading and class rank policies. That's also a subject for the College Station School Board, along with continued discussion on long-range planning, which district spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says communicating issues to elected leaders.
We try to work closely with the board, and the administration tries to work closely with the local state representatives that represent us, represent our area, and just to tell, just so they know what's going on in our school and what we think would be good for public schools in the state of Texas.
There were no changes on the CSISD board after incumbents Carol Barrett and Paul Dorsett won re-election without opposition. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Aola community is mourning the loss of a seventh grader who died while riding an ATV. 12-year-old James Kay was found by his older brother near the family farm. Grimes County Sheriff's Captain Blake Jarvis told sister station Navasota News Kay was riding alone.
He was on a four-wheeler, and it appeared that it flipped over and it landed on top of him, and he was deceased at the scene.
James Kay's funeral service will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Iola High School gym. A memorial fund has been established at the First National Bank in Anderson. Before the newest Twilight movie opened in Bryan, there was a surprise. Additional police inspected the premier cinema building after a bomb threat was called in.
It was just a simple statement that there was a bomb in the building. We did have a handful of officers, I don't know how many, five or six, that responded to the theater and did a search of the premise after consulting with the manager and determining what course of action was needed to be taken.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says theater management decided against evacuating the building. No arrests have been made. And today, 8 local children will receive new families through Brazos County Adoption Day. Leanna Louie with Voices for Children says everything kicks off at 1:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building in Bryan.
We'll have lots of activities for the adoptees, and then it's just a wonderful opportunity to watch the hearings and see these children find their forever families, and it's perfect timing. It's right in time for the holidays. It's just a really fun event, and an addition to this year's event is we're also having a match party.
Louie says anyone in the community who is considered adopting can come find out more and see profiles of children waiting for families. The recent arrest of a convenience store clerk accused of illegal sexual contact with a minor did not go unnoticed at the nearby Boys and Girls Club. President Ron Rollett issued a news release to reassure safety of club members is top of mind, regardless of what takes place off campus.
We try to be proactive on things like that with our membership and provide them with programs that will be helpful to them in a situation like that. Although we hope, we pray that that will never happen. We do want our kids to be prepared.
The local Boys and Girls Club was recently selected to participate in a national pilot review of all its policies and procedures.
All facets that go into running a Boys and Girls Club, we're going to be doubly sure that everything's as safe for the kids in all areas as we can.
The Boys and Girls Club has 2,000 members in Bryan and College Station. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Marymaids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Marymaids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Marymaids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Marymaids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Marymaids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Marymaids, relax. It's done.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Clouds will continue to drift across the area today. They're coming up around high pressure, which is over northern Louisiana this morning. We should break into some sun today. High temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. It's going to be partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 75. A few clouds tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunshine and a bit warmer for Wednesday. By Wednesday, we're somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. Boy, Bill Oliver sounds like he's under a blanket doing the news, doesn't he?
Oh,
he's not well. He's got a little head cold thing going on
Poor Bill, or something like that.
Well, he'll be fine.
He has some allergies, actually.
Yeah, I understand. So,
not under the weather, under the blanket.
Yeah. Well, just that's kind of what he sounded like. So, here we go.
You're such a mess.
Thank you. Most popular Thanksgiving recipes on Facebook. Looking on Facebook to find that out.
Oh, okay? That's where I look for all my great recipes.
Baked Brussels sprouts by The Healthy Apple. Baked Brussels sprouts. I like Brussels sprouts.
I do, too.
Yeah, I really, really do.
I do, three.
There you go.
For once, something we all agree on.
There you go. Green beans with garlic black bean sauce. Interesting. Cauliflower mock mashed potatoes. Y'all ever had these?
Yeah, and they don't taste anything like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they do. They're fantastic.
They taste good, but they don't taste like potatoes.
Yeah, but that's okay. They're healthier for you.
I'm with you guys.
Put a little cream in there, a little butter. Yeah, they're really good. Really good. I enjoyed that a lot. Cheddar chive mashed potatoes.
That sounds yummy.
By William Sonoma. Probably have to pay him $12 just to get the recipe.
You have to pay him $12 for saying it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Does Brian Broadcasting do a Thanksgiving deal?
No.
Oh,
it's a shame. I mean, really, William Sonoma. Spoon for $14? A wooden spoon for $14? Do I need that?
For that, it better cook for you.
Yeah, really. Spank your kids with it.
Yeah, I guess so. Number one is roasted garlic potato mashers. That's the number one
That sounds yummy.
Recipe.
It does sound good.
At, I don't know about 8 o'clock in the morning, but...
I'd eat it right now.
Well, I know. We know
give
about
bowl,
you.
Man.
We know about
give
you.
Give me a bowl.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll... And we got... I'm going to save it because, you know, Thanksgiving's on Thursday. We're not going to be here on Thursday, by the way, folks, in case y'all didn't know. We already knew, but we won't let you know. If you listen, I don't know what we'll be playing, but it won't be us. Not sure.
We do best of, but there's no such thing.
Nah, not
superior
yet, really.
Programming.
Yeah, some kind of something. So a development firm is set to build an apartment complex out of empty shipping containers in Detroit. Three Squared, scheduled to start construction next month, on a model unit and sales center where a 20-unit complex near Wayne State University will sit. The $3.4 million project will stack empty containers four high, cut windows and doors, install plumbing, stairways and heating, and add amenities.
I've seen that.
Really?
The doomsday preppers use them.
I think I've seen it too, dude. They look kind of like boxcars from trains.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's what they are. I mean, they take them out of ships and they put them on the back of trains or on vehicles to make them truck them around. So they got to put some insulation in there, don't they?
Yes.
I think so. All right. See
how basically, they build out the inside of it like a normal house, you drywall it and everything else.
Yeah.
It what it amounts to is a short, skinny mobile home.
It puts a whole new meaning to the term boxcar children.
Oh, very nice. Okay. If your name is Willie, Boxcar Willie. If the label sells, then more companies should consider slapping Made in the USA on their products. According to a new study, two-thirds of U.S. American consumers would pay more for domestically made items in 10 product categories ranging from baby food and appliances to electronics and apparel. It does not say how much more they would pay, though. Okay, they'd pay more, but how much? Even half of Chinese consumers surveyed chose to buy American products over cheaper Chinese goods at least once in a month before the survey. I mean,
wow.
Really?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, it is good to support local. Like, I always buy butter that comes from Texas,
whether it's
more expensive than other butters or not.
It's a good thing. Another
butter.
I've
known that it's from Texas.
Another butter. Yeah.
Another butter. Bitter butter. Yeah. I like the better butter.
Yep. Despite signs of an improving economy, the bundled household phenomenon, so that's what they're calling it now, is still large. What is the bundled household phenomenon, you ask?
Great question. What is the bundled household phenomenon?
I'm glad you ask. It's the large number of adult children who have moved back in with their parents.
Oh.
Unable to support independent households. There are about 17.2 million adult children living in their parents' home this year, compared with about 15 million back in 07, the year that the recession actually began, if you will, even though we're not in a recession.
Well, the job market is a weird thing. It is a hard time to get jobs for people my age.
Out of
I'm
doubt.
Just going to throw
yep.
that
out. Without
if I, a doubt. I mean, really, a master's in 19th century studies?
Yeah, you know, I would have thought that is money in the bank. Oh, I'm sorry.
You are so ugly.
What? No, no. But the thing is, you have some other skills as well. And part of it has to also do with the changing job market, which, you know, you don't have any control over.
And of the people who are not retiring.
Yeah, really, all of that
all
stuff.
All those rascally baby boomers
that's
who
right,
say
people
rude
have to
things
keep,
and
I know.
Are heartless.
Really? Oh, she's talking to me. And the number show
yeah, that was
the,
at you.
I know it was. And the numbers show that the greatest year, greatest increases are accounted for by the unemployed adult children who've moved in with their parents. 1.3 million unemployed adult children were living in their parents' home this year. The total is 2.5 million, so up from 1.3 to 2.5 in a year. That's considerable. So, with that in mind, the best colleges for good times now and good pay later. Let's figure out the five schools whose graduates earn above the typical starting salary and the mid-career pay for those with a bachelor's degree. So starting salary and then mid-career pay, these are the universities that are tops. Number five is DePaul University, where your starting salary is $41,300. Number four is the University of Texas at Austin. Your starting salary is
really?
$48,200. Yep. University of Maryland, $49,500. The University of California, Santa Barbara. By mid-career, you're making $91,000 a year, so that's a good thing. Of course, again, if it's not, what'd you major in? Middle England, American knots, what was it? History?
Underwater basket weaving?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. And the University of, number one is University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana.
I'm guessing a lot of those schools don't have RTF and broadcast departments.
Yeah, probably not.
It brings
yeah.
the median income
it
down
really
a
does.
Lot.
It really does. Yeah. But, oh, you're going to be in radio. Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. There's no opportunity there. But anyhow, that's those are the top universities for, and again, it's on a nationwide basis. Again, if you, for instance, stay in Texas, you probably do pretty well going to Texas A&M. Shall we let someone play Jethro Trivia with us this morning?
Yes!
Just for something different. 695-1620. You get to play Jethro Trivia. 695-1620. You can do that. And then I think we, if we're lucky, we may go ahead and have another trivia question.
You know, it's kind of, it's sort of ironic that you brought that up about living with parents.
Yes, why?
Because today I'm going house shopping.
You're going house shopping? Are you going
to
buy a house?
I'm
going to look for a place to live, a place to live.
No, I'm going to buy a house.
Are you going to buy a house?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Good for you.
Yeah.
The drive is just too much.
I understand. So you're going to move into our neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'm ready to have some Disney movie nights and backyard barbecues.
Okay.
That's because I have friends to
oh,
spend
okay.
time with.
Oh, okay. Are you going to show the Disney movies in the backyard, or how's
no,
that going to work?
No, that's
oh.
going to be inside.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
just saying okay. in general, different okay. activities that okay. I'm looking forward to in my own home.
I got you. Okay. So now you just kind of, you're going to just drive the streets, or have you kind of picked
gonna,
out kind
I'm
of a general
drive some
area?
I'm specific areas, and I
Good.
Know it's
okay.
going to be... I know I'm going to have to give up the drunken bum in the alley telling
oh,
you how
I know.
Cold it is. I'm going to
yeah.
have to give up being woken up by a train. And
No, we have trains here.
I'll have to give up the smell of guano in my roof, but I'm prepared to make sacrifices, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have
that,
to.
That no guano, yeah, I can imagine.
She'll miss the hobo, though.
My yeah. nickname for my apartment is Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, I like that. That's great.
Because every when the wind changes, it smells
oh, yeah.
like guano.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's no doubt. Okay.
It's either bats or birds up there. I
Thank
don't know
you. Okay.
Looks like
yeah.
stocks are higher. This God. Is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's some optimism the White House and Congress will find a way to avoid the fiscal cliff, and the stock market futures are pointing higher ahead of the Monday session. Lowe's posted a third-quarter profit of 35 cents a share. That was right in line with Wall Street forecasts. The nation's second-largest home improvement chain reports its same-store sales were up nearly 2% from the prior third quarter. A Monday merger is in the works in the tech sector. Cisco Systems will pay more than $1 billion to acquire Meraki, a closely held hardware company that makes networking devices. E-Trade is the latest U.S. investment firm to announce it's closing down a European operation. E-Trade notified clients it is closing its brokerage in the U.K. Charles Schwab and TD Ameritrade recently took similar steps as investors in Europe and elsewhere reined in trading activity. 50 banks have failed across the country so far this year. The 50th failure came on Friday. Regulators closed a small bank in Georgia. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to try a sales-generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-239-0011. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. Again, 800-239-0011.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggies at home against Sam Houston on Saturday, 47-28 with the win to go 9-2. Kevin Sumlin, 9-2. He is the first coach in his first season to win 9 games. Previously, R.C. Slocum had won 8 and D.X. Bible had won 8. And here's Kevin after the game.
We went right down the field and scored right on the opening kickoff. And so the things that we work on showed with the first group. And then, you know, we opted to, because it's been such a long season and we didn't have a bye week, these guys are beat up and tired, and we get them out of the game, and our backup units, you know, just particularly defensively, just couldn't handle it. And that's, you know, you're playing an option team. You got to get some reps to get your assignments down. An option football with the ones, it's difficult. With the twos, it made us look pretty bad. So, you know, you got to give Sam Houston credit too. That's the reason why they're, you know, played in the national championship game last year, and they're in the top five now and in their division. And that's a gutty ball club.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The Aggies now in Missouri this next weekend, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock broadcast on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Buy new flooring now from Brazos Valley Floor and Design, and installation is guaranteed by Thanksgiving.
The world's oldest uncracked code may be the pre-Elamite writing system, which flourished about 5,000 years ago in what is now Iran. But it may soon be deciphered, thanks to a system that creates sophisticated digital images of the original artifacts. Each image includes data from 76 different light angles, which enables Oxford University Assyriologist Jacob Dale to recreate the experience of examining the objects in person.
So when I go into a museum, I pick up an object and hold it against the light source, and I will continuously rotate it to capture the best light possible for that particular detail that I'm looking at.
That's crucial for determining exactly what the original markings look like. And thanks to digital file sharing and specialized software, it's something that scholars all over the world can now do from their own desks. I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hey, thanks. It's 826 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Normally, we have a every other Monday, we have interviews as Bill McGuire comes in. Didn't have one today, but our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody. The city of College Station continuing its new holiday tradition. It's called Christmas at the Creek. It's at Wolfpen Creek Park. 4 family-friendly evenings of holiday fun and entertainment. Lots of attractions, on-stage performances, Christmas musical, gospel groups, and even a night for you and your pet to enjoy some holiday movies like How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Polar Express. And this all starts up on November 30th. That's a Friday from 6 to 9. Then the next night on that Saturday, December 1st from 6 until 9. Then the following weekend on that Friday and Saturday, the same times as well. Free admission, and there's free parking, of course, at Post Oak Mall. They've got a hayride drop-off and pickup at Post Oak Mall if you want to do that. Also the Arts Center on the Colgate Drive entrance from Wolfpen Creek Park. All of that, and there's a whole bunch of information about the Christmas at the Creek that's going on at the City of College Station. If you just go to the website, which is cxtx.gov/Christmas, or you can give them a call at 764-3486. 764-3486. There'll be live nativity. There'll be hay rides, petting zoo, lots of live entertainment. And by the way, for those of you who grew up with the Christmas in the Park celebration, you can still take your family for a stroll or kind of an easy drive through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park to enjoy the lights, especially the giant lighted Christmas tree, better known as the Tower of Power. So that is around there. And also remember, there's different acts each night, again, starting on November the 30th. So go to the website and you can find out more about the Christmas on the Creek celebration sponsored by the City of College Station. Go to cstx.gov/Christmas for more information.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. 2,000 children in Bryan and College Station are involved in the Boys and Girls Club. Following the arrest near the Bryan campus of a convenience store clerk accused of illegal sexual contact with a minor, President Ron Rollett investigated what happened.
I did some research and found out what happened, and that was concerning. I was going to be concerned to us anything like that happens in the area, but I wanted our parents to be assured that we were on top of it, and we posted the guy's picture in our clubhouse there in Bryan to let them know that we were aware. But one of the things that about our kids is if something would have happened like that, we'd feel like that they would have let us know.
Rollett says the club was selected to participate in a comprehensive review of all its operating policies, something he welcomes to further reduce risks to members, staff, and volunteers. Families interested in adopting a local child are welcome to participate in this year's Brazos County Adoption Day ceremonies today. Voices for Children Executive Director Leanna Lowy says that 8 children will be officially adopted, but there will be much more going on.
We'll have a wonderful speaker during the press conference, an adoptive father who will share his experience and his family's experience welcoming their teenager into their home. And we'll just have lots of fun activities for kids to do and lots of information about adoption.
The ceremonies will begin at 1:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building. The school boards and city councils in Bryan and College Station are all meeting tonight.
A common topic for the Bryan and College Station school boards are grading policies. Bryan spokeswoman Sandy Fair says this applies to high school grades and class rankings.
It's for all of our high schools, except the alternative high school. MC Harris is not affected by this. It's actually going to be phased in, so there will be a section of this policy that will be applicable to freshmen who enter prior to 2013-14, so those who are in now, right now. And then the full changes will take effect for those who enter the ninth grade in the 2013-14 school year.
Business for the College Station City Council includes two items involving the newly created medical district. First is establishing a tax abatement zone, giving those who choose to build property tax breaks over a 10-year period. And the first who wants to take advantage of that is the corporation that wants to build a behavioral health hospital offering psychiatric, therapeutic, and substance abuse programs. It'll be built between College Station Medical Center and Bryan-Bachman Community Park. And both councils and Board of Trustees will reorganize following this month's elections. On the Bryan Council, it's the first meeting for Greg Owens, while Chuck Condo moves to the at-large seat. New faces on the College Station Council are James Benham and John Nichols, and Tommy Bosquez joins the Bryan School Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A bomb threat received Thursday night at Premier Cinema in Bryan did not lead to an evacuation. Officer Kelly McEthan says that followed an inspection of the building.
Per our general orders, it is the manager's decision as to whether to vacate the building or not, unless we see something that is a potential threat, and then we can take that decision away from them. At this point, there was no other signs other than the phone call that there was a threat to the public.
Anyone who may have heard who did it is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers or Bryan Police. And funeral services for an Iola Middle School student killed last week in an ATV crash have been set for tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Iola High School gym. Investigators believe the four-wheeler flipped and fell on top of 12-year-old James Kay. Captain Blake Jarvis of the Grimes County Sheriff's Office told sister station Navasota News school counselors were on campus the following day.
They pulled counselors from all the schools in our county plus Madison County, and not certain whether the districts they're pulling counselors from, but they're having enough to cover for all the kids.
A memorial fund has been established at the First National Bank in Anderson. And two Houston men are in the Brazos County Jail accused of illegally parking cars during Saturday's A&M football game. 21-year-old Corey Gordon and 28-year-old Herbert Parker Jr. were working for the private company hired to manage parking. Just after kickoff, University police were sent to Lot 97 along John Kimbrough north of Reed Arena, where football parking is restricted to permit holders. Gordon and Parker were arrested after collecting and keeping $955 from other motorists wanting a space. WTAW News time is 8:34. It's 55 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Friday is Black Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year. Don't treat this like any other shopping day. Let the Bryan College Station Eagle help. The Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle will be in stores at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, November 21st. Full of money-saving coupons and Black Friday specials, from flat-screen TVs to jewelry and sporting goods, whatever you're looking for, the best deals in BCS and your Black Friday shopping plan is in the Bryan College Station Eagle for only $1.50. Remember, the Thanksgiving edition of the Eagle is in stores this Wednesday night.
Hey, there you go. 8:35. The folks over at Suddenlink want to remind you today is the last day for their food deal that they're doing in conjunction with the Outdoor Channel. And you bring in 10 canned food items to the Suddenlink office on 29th Street and receive a free upgrade or half price on a new service installed. That's a $49 value. Right now, you can get Suddenlink Blazing Speed, 15 meg internet for as low as $30 a month when you bundle. You can get Suddenlink home phone for $25 a month for life when you bundle. And you can get Suddenlink SL200 HD TV for as low as $35 a month when you bundle. But today is the last day for that deal, and you have to bring the food by the Suddenlink office on 29th Street. I know about you, you know, pro football is fine and dandy and all that, but it really messes up the Sunday night schedule. You know, what? One of the things I do with my DVR is I start recording the shows that I want to see on CBS, and then they're always shifted, time shifted late, But that's okay. I'll go watch something else that I've captured on the DVR. Then I can come back. I can watch the shows that I'm used to watching on Sunday nights that appear at the regular time on Sunday night, as long as there's not a football run over. But more often than not, that does happen. That's just one of the things that's so great about the way you can change the way you watch TV with the DVR from Suddenlink. So find out about that. Give them a call at 1-800-915-1866. 1-800-915-1866 for Suddenlink.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let award-winning Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest certified recycling and composting facilities in the state, recycles over 200 tons per day from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. A customized recycling program, both simple and affordable. Call Brazos Valley Recycling for your 30-day free trial. 260-0006 or BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
837, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there. First, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds will continue to drift across the area today. They're coming up around high pressure, which is over northern Louisiana this morning. We should break into some sun today. High temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. It's going to be partly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 75. A few clouds tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Sunshine and a bit warmer for Wednesday. By Wednesday, we're somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right. It's 8:38. So that's pretty cool about the Eagle having their Thanksgiving newspaper out on Wednesday night.
Now, did you like that organ music as much as I did?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty fun. That was pretty fun.
I heard you say, well, there you have it.
Well, that really had to do with the concept as much as the music. But I kind of like that. That's a neat idea. You know, there's a new publisher at the Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a column yesterday about shopping local, which, of course, we're all in favor of.
Sure.
And in talking to
shopping
Kelly,
locally.
Yeah. Shopping local. Yeah.
Locally.
Yeah, right.
It's an adverb. Yeah, it's describing a verb.
Okay, thank you. Anyway.
She's going to take you out to the woods.
I know she just is, isn't she? Anyhow.
She's going to wrap you on the knuckles.
And talking to Kelly R. Brown there, the editor of the paper, we were discussing that we're going to have the publisher on here maybe, you know, next couple of weeks. We'll have her come in and tell us a little bit about herself and talk about that stuff.
Well, that'd be nice.
We did that a long time ago when Donis Baggett came to town, and we opened the phones up to anybody, and there's some lady who lived out in somewhere, and she wasn't getting her newspaper. Got a chance to talk to the publisher about getting her newspaper.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great.
Awesome.
It is.
That's
yeah.
what we're here
there's
for.
No doubt. That's
increasing
it.
Increasing communication.
That is it. So, anyway, we'll have her on sometime here in the next couple
She just
of weeks.
Heard that, and she's like, I ain't going.
Yeah, no. We actually talked about it we were at a soiree together a few weeks ago, so anyhow. So now, if your memory is not what it used to be.
Yes, Scott.
Thank you. There are, thanks, Clay. Appreciate you coming in. There are a few things you can do from time to time to give it a jolt. Cynthia Green has written a book called 30 Days to a Total Brain Health and says that our brain is a muscle and we need to flex it from time to time to keep it sharp. So here are some tricks. Wear your watch upside down. There you go.
Everyone will just be asking you all day what's wrong with you.
Yeah, I'm dyslexic. It looks like that all the time.
That really,
me.
Yeah. This type of thing is a subtle change that forces your brain to practice, I love this, neurobics. Not aerobics, neurobics.
Wow.
Activities that engage your attention and involve the use of one or more of your senses in a new way. Here's another one. My mom does this. My mom does this a lot. Rework a word. You write down a multi-syllable word, Thanksgiving, for instance, and then you see how many other words you can make using the letters of that original word.
Okay? Obviously, someone has too much time on their hands.
No. This forces your brain to see familiar things in new ways. And Dick Cavett, whose birthday is today, right? He's one of those guys who can rearrange words to make new words, you know, like a sentence. He'll take those letters, and he does it on a multi-word situation. And again, I don't get that. But and then the other one is juggle. Some of the best mental activities also have a physical component. Juggling increases the brain's white matter.
Well.
That's the stuff that transmits information to different areas of the brain. So try juggling with scarves.
Yeah.
Scarves?
Scarves stink.
You know, like my granddad was a magician, and he did some of that
you
stuff.
You juggled scarves?
Easiest okay. thing to learn to juggle, because I can.
Oh, okay.
Are tennis balls.
Oh, yeah, that's probably right. Chainsaws, you can do those.
No, sir. Okay. Okay. No, you can't.
Okay.
Well, you can once.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's a little tricky after that.
Yeah, yeah, could be goodness. A little. But anyway, so there you go. Just some things to keep your brain young.
Hey, there's another one that somebody told me a long time ago. Pick an entire day.
That's what I thought. Yeah, you'll love that English once you get the hang of it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Pick one day and mm-hmm. do everything you normally do right hand, other than right, of course. Uh-huh. Do it left-handed, like open your car door.
Oh, okay.
And it forces you to think on the other side of your head.
Certainly, there's nothing wrong with that. But and then, of course, there are tons of websites out there if you want to do that. So, there you go. Oklahoma teen convicted of manslaughter has been sentenced to church. 17-year-old Tyler Allred found guilty in the death of a 16-year-old friend because of a drunk driving accident. But instead of sending him to prison, the judge has ordered him to go to church every Sunday for the next 10 years.
Wow.
As part of the sentence. He also must complete high school and undergo a year of drug and alcohol testing.
Oh, my goodness.
Just something a little different.
Yeah.
Rowan Atkinson, you know who he is?
Yes.
Mr. Bean.
Love Mr. Bean.
Really?
Mr. Bean.
My wife loves Mr. Bean. I just don't know.
The show is a little bit stressful for me, not going to lie.
Blackadder was better.
Stressful?
Yeah, I Love Lucy stressful for me, too. Okay.
Oh, good night, Nurse and Chee Chee Bug. How is that stressful?
Because everything's going wrong.
Oh, well, you know, but that's the happy misadventures that make it what it is.
Well, maybe I need to give it another chance.
Anyway, Atkinson, who is extremely wealthy because of this,
yeah.
So by the way, he's 57 now, and he tells the London Daily Telegraph that although the character's been quite lucrative for him, he'd like to do more serious roles because, quote, apart from the fact that your physical ability starts to decline, I also think someone in their 50s being childlike becomes a little sad. You've got to be careful. So he's ready to go out and make serious money doing other stuff. So good luck to him on that. And while we're talking about Hollywood and, you know, entertainment and all that, Friday night's Grammy salute to Whitney Houston did well. 7.1 million viewers.
Whew.
Not bad. America's Next Top Model College Edition has named a winner, Laura James, in case you missed that. And she's the daughter of actor John James. 1.4 million people watched that, not so many.
Not so many.
Yeah. Twilight pulled in $71.2 million on Friday alone.
Goody. Despite a bomb threat in Brian.
Yeah, that's right. Anyhow, final tally is $141 million.
Oh,
James
man.
Bond Skyfall also had a weekend, which at any other time probably would have been number one.
Can I say something real quick?
Oh, sure.
This was an awesome gotcha. One of my friends, her husband, she said, you know, let's go watch Twilight. He's like, oh, man. But he said he would go.
Okay.
And so then he's just not looking forward to it. And they go, and she drives to the theater and then turns next door, which is where the Wayans brothers were doing, like, a comedy night. And she said, I lied. We're actually going to this. I got us two tickets to this.
And
she posted
better.
A picture of her husband's face, and it's priceless.
Because he's not having to go see Twilight Breaking Dawn.
Well, he was so excited.
I would be... Two.
Yeah. Skyfall did $41 million, which is not bad. Lincoln did 21, which is pretty good. Wreck-It Ralph, that's the cartoon, did 18.3.
Lincoln hasn't historically done well in theaters.
Yeah.
So.
Very nice.
Oh,
very nice.
Wow.
I'd say a shot from the grassy knoll, but that wouldn't be, Oh, so anyhow, while we're talking again about Hollywood, roles that you could have seen someone else in. One of the famous ones, of course, Ronald Reagan turned down the role of Rick Blaine in Casablanca.
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting. If Reagan had taken that role and had that kind of an acting success, might never have been president. I mean,
he might never have been in the real Casablanca.
Yeah, think
the
about
White
that.
House.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so here are some others. Leonardo DiCaprio could have been on Baywatch. He was almost cast as the son of David Hasselhoff's character.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. James Gandolfini. As Tony Soprano, could have been Ray Liotta's part in Goodfellas.
Not the same.
Was not available, so it turned out that he, you know, ended up doing Goodfellas. Jennifer Hudson could have had the role in Precious, but she didn't want to gain the weight. Jennifer Aniston, who is a horrible actress, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, but anyway.
She's cute.
Was asked to be a cast member of Saturday Night Live, but she was concerned it was too much of a boys' club, and she went to Friends instead.
Oh, and that did pretty well for her.
Yeah, uh-huh. The Blind Side, okay, if you remember that movie, Sandra Bullock won an Oscar there. Julia Roberts turned it down.
Oh, but they're kind of like the dynamic again, like they sort of are opposing forces.
Sure, so there, two. The evil twin sister or whatever. Alicia Silverstone was almost given Claire Danes' role in My So-Called Life, but the producer thought that she was too beautiful. So
interesting.
Harrison Ford might be one of the luckiest actors ever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he got the role after Tom Selleck turned it down in Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay? And also, his other big break, the role of Han Solo, was first offered to Al Pacino.
You know how he got that role?
He turned it down.
He was a carpenter.
Yeah, he's
on
a carpenter,
set,
right? Yeah, yeah.
And that's why they hired him.
Will Smith turned down the chance to play Neo in The Matrix, and Sean Connery turned down the role of Morpheus in The Matrix.
Oh, I heard goodness!
That. Yeah, that went to Lawrence Fisher.
That would actually be kind of a cool part for him.
Now that would have I could see that. That would not have been
absolutely.
Would not have been a bad deal. I cannot see Al Pacino as Han Solo though.
That could be a Chewy.
Well, yeah, and again, if he was supposed to then be attracted to Princess Leia, I mean, the numbers just don't work because, you know, he's older than a scab, really.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at ctwp.com.
They said they wanted to bundle me, and I thought, uh-oh, what does that mean? Some kind of weird experiment? But now I have Exceed high-speed internet, satellite TV, and a lower bill. I was expecting a visit from space, but they came in a van.
Get Exceed high-speed internet for just $39.99 a month for 12 months when you bundle with satellite TV. Call 888-782-7488 or visit exede.com for details. Actual speeds will vary, not available in all areas. Exceed high-speed internet for all mankind.
November is National Hospice Month, and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, Thanksgiving coming up.
Yeah, how many people do you think are going to do reenact Close Encounters of the Third Kind with the mashed potatoes? I was just thinking about that.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
during the commercial break.
That was just at a dinner, though. That wasn't Thanksgiving, was it?
No.
Who cares?
It's
whenever do you have so many potatoes?
Could I have the rest of the taters, please? Yeah. So you've heard that U.S. Americans typically wolf down about 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
That's what the Calorie Control Council says.
There's a Calorie Control Council?
Who knew?
Oh, good grief.
But Tara Parker Pope. That's her name.
TPP.
Yep, at the New York Times is skeptical. She cooked a highly indulgent Thanksgiving meal, including 6 ounces of turkey with the crispy skin, the
Ooh.
Sausage stuffing, the well-buttered dinner roll. Let's see. Then came the fattening sweet tater casserole, the mashed taters and gravy with butter, a few green beans and cranberry sauce, killer dessert, naturally pumpkin pie, pecan pie, and whipped cream. That all came to 2,486 calories.
So who's lying?
Yeah. Now, sure, you got wine and you got your breakfast, you know, to fill out the rest of it. So the 4,500 count may well be an exaggeration, she says. Diet and food companies would like us to believe that. So we'll see. And again, you know, if you eat at, what, 2 or 3, then you head back to the fridge a few hours later, maybe, you know, get some more food and put it in the microwave. Do that green jello salad with cottage cheese and pecans.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you knew exactly.
Your Thanksgiving.
You knew exactly what I was talking about when I said it,
right?
We
have a different version. No. Ours is pink, and it's made with Cool Whip. It doesn't have cottage cheese.
Oh.
Yuck.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just disgusting.
Oh, now, come on. Yeah, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, a California man's Chevy Silverado, not that that matters, was stolen by an armed carjacker during a 7-Eleven stop. Victim was sitting outside the convenience store when a man with a gun hopped in, ordered him to start driving. Okay? Pickup ran out of gas. The gunman orders the victim to get out and push. What? Needless to say, he got out of the truck and ran. Anyway, but our victim's not a victim. He also is a thief. He told cops that he'd stolen the truck on Saturday. So there. All right.
So he stole a stolen truck?
Karma wins. Karma wins. Hello.
Hello. Scott?
Yes.
Nancy. Mary.
Hey. Hi, Nancy. It's the mayor. It's her mayoress. Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Okay. Uh-huh. Nobody just eats 6 ounces of turkey. Nobody just sits down having not eaten before. There's chips and dip, and there's, you know, cheese and crackers while you're watching football.
Yeah.
There's a couple of beers with it. There's a couple of glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Nobody just goes and sits down at Thanksgiving dinner having not been snushing all day and then continues to braise for the evening football game.
You know, Lady Mayor, I believe you're probably correct. That's probably right. Now, tonight being the last city council meeting before Thanksgiving, do you know, is there going to be something special in the break room for council?
I have seen the menu, and it's being catered by Johnny Carino.
Oh, really?
So I think it's a pasta kind of deal.
I got you.
Nothing says Thanksgiving like pasta.
And the only, I mean, I know, having spoken to Don Fazzino, they always do lasagna at Thanksgiving, so it could be an Italian Thanksgiving, but there's no turkey in our stocking tonight.
All right. Now, do you pull rank? Do you get to go first?
No, I'm usually talking to somebody, and whoever in line goes first. I will say that staff holds back, that usually the council gets their plate first before staff.
I understand, as it should be.
Well, I think there's about 25 people that eat. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I hear you. I think that's probably a good point. The ancillary caloric intakes may bring us up to 4,500. That's certainly possible.
It scares the heck out of me because anything over 1,300 on a given day is all excess for me.
You'll be moving slowly. Have a good Thanksgiving if we don't see you, Mayor.
Too.
Thank you.
Yep,
okay.
You too, bye.
Thank you, ma'am. The relish tray kills me.
Mayor Barry giving us a little insight into the Johnny Carino's Thanksgiving feed that they're putting on today at the tonight rather.
I noticed you just gloss over the fact she called you out.
Yeah, the relish tray. Yeah. What did the relish tray does you in?
I can eat my weight in black olives.
Oh, you're
black
kidding.
Black olives are good. I love black olives, especially on pizza.
Black olives are okay. It's great. We always order salad at the restaurant, and if Jackie gets black olives, then I get twice as many because she'll pick them out. I mean, really, really doesn't like them. But I mean, after a while.
No.
Really?
Yeah. I could subsist on black olives.
Like after the second one, I'm just going, yeah, I don't know.
No, I couldn't eat that much, but I could at least eat about 5 or 6.
But, I mean, at least the green olives have a little bit more texture or fight back to them, too, you know?
Well, they have they have different talents from black olives.
Okay.
The green olives are tartar.
At Casa de KO, there has always been a battle over the black olives.
Okay, there you go. Indian leg wrestling for the can of black olives. The owner of a gun shop in Pine Top, Arizona, holding a post-election grudge. No Obama voters allowed. Cope Reynolds of the Southwest Shooting Authority. That's the name of it, Southwest Shooting Authority.
Not shooting.
Nope, shooting.
I love it.
Says that Obama voters are no longer welcome in his store. He's got a sign posted outside the shop informing them to turn around because you've proven that you're not responsible enough to own a firearm.
Oh, gosh.
Now, again, I don't know how big that universe would be. People who had voted for the president.
Who would actually want to go to a gun
who'd be
range.
Going to the Southwest Shooting Authority or not. But nonetheless, he's just letting us know that that's the case.
He's cantankerous.
Dang right. Hey, Kat.
Yes.
Guess what? It's been 28 years since we've had a colder than average month. You may not have been alive since the last time we had a colder than average month.
Nope.
The warmest October occurred in 2003, the coldest in 1912, but there have been 332 consecutive months with above average temperatures. In other words, it continues to climb. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Maybe Al Gore's right.
Al Gore was right.
Oh, man. That and the internet.
Time magazine named it one of the top 50 inventions of 2011. At Batteries Plus, we call it our newest product. It's the Switch LED light bulb, and it uses 80% less energy than traditional bulbs while delivering the same warm, welcoming light you're used to. Switch to Switch at Batteries Plus today. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Batteries Plus is your one-stop source for all your battery and light bulb needs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, I have never had anyone tell me that buying insurance is fun. I have had people tell me that the two things that they dread the most are buying insurance and going to the dentist. The folks at W.E. Gibson Insurance realize this, and we do everything we can to take the pain out of the insurance buying process. When you call or come by our office, you will always be greeted with a friendly smile. Not only are W.E. Gibson's employees friendly, we are very knowledgeable. Our staff has over 125 years of combined insurance experience. We will answer your questions and we will shop your policies with many different companies to make sure that you're getting the best coverage at the lowest possible premium. If you're already one of our thousands of customers, I want to thank you. If you're not, why don't you give us an opportunity to show you why so many of your friends and neighbors use W.E. Gibson for their insurance needs. Look us up in the Yellow Pages. I don't promise that buying insurance will be fun, but at W.E. Gibson Insurance, it will probably be better than going to the dentist.
Hey, about 2 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A lot of people are going to do this Black Friday thing, and that's fine if they want to do that. Tomorrow we'll tell you the best day to go shop. Because a lot of people don't want to mess with the Black Friday thing. You know, just too many people out there.
Pick me.
Tomorrow, what? Pick you what?
Pick me. I don't want to go shopping.
No. I understand. But we
have to work on Friday. I was like, yes!
Yes, we'll tell you the best possible day.
Really, Kevin? You thought that we would expect a man like you to want to go shopping on Black Friday?
Hey, an insurance company in Sweden found a new way to advertise their products, throwing cats out of airplanes.
What? That's horrible.
They'll land on their feet.
No, cats don't always land on
their
feet.
Yeah, they do.
An insurance company run by a co-op, meaning it's owned by its customers. So managers ask their customers for ideas for their next television campaign. And the winning ad features skydiving cats being tossed out of airplanes while R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly plays in the background.
So you can throw cats out a window, but you can't not hurt a possum and put him in a mirror ball?
Yeah,
that's in Sweden.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Do the cats have, not umbrellas? I'm trying to think.
Well, she has her cats. Yeah, probably, yes. She has her cats that are insured by the company, so there. Hey, on this date in history, in 1863, this was the day that Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address.
Wow.
Two-minute address, later recognized as one of the great, most eloquent speeches in English language. But, nobody was paying attention because it was pretty much over.
Written on an envelope.
Yeah, by the time they looked up. 1932 in West Virginia, Liberty State trounced Centerville 127-0.